you, sir?
I'm 21.
Hey, let me ask you a question. One 21-year-old to another.
Isn't intercourse great?
Oh, stop.
Isn't it great getting laid?
Get off the phone, kid.
Run.
Uncle Mike's getting uncomfortable.
Boy, you get a nice slice.
Get off the phone.
Jeez.
Hang up the phone.
The Don and Mike Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi. Welcome to our show. The son of a beats.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live. 4 hours every weekday. From the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. You can call Don and Mike anytime for free. At 877-365-3636.
Oh, that's right.
That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Sit down, Danny. Sit down, Danny. Sit down, Danny.
Danny. Danny. Danny. Danny.
Blow me.
Danny.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now? For FedEx Field, Philip Robert Jonathan Hawkbig.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
Mike? Yes, Rob? Has anyone ever told you you take a lovely picture?
Thank you. You too, honey.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Mental Patient and all the ships at sea. Hey, it's a touching show. And if it's ever touched you, be sure to touch yourself. Videotape it.
Send it to
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Thank you, Robbie. And
hello.
Thank you for listening, everybody. Coast to coast and nationwide, we come to you via the auspices of Westwood One. Don and Mike Show on Wednesday, September 20. Phone number, same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Oh. Thank you to me. 877-365-3636. Well, I'm disappointed. No J.O. tapes are here yet.
Why?
Well, I can't believe that. I know we just announced the contest yesterday.
Yeah, but I figured somebody would have driven one down. You know, Somebody was eager to show us.
Yeah, we're going to have a prize for the very first male and the very first female to bring down their J.O. tapes here.
Very good.
To the Don and Mike World Headquarters, the CBS building. You bring them down today, and we'll give you $100 just for being the first to get the ball rolling, pardon the pun.
That's how much it means to us.
That's right.
It means a great deal to break the ice.
From my pickers! Gotta have those J.O. tapes. So if you're the first to bring them down, and who knows, we may have already started the process of having people send them to us and FedEx them to us. Mm-hmm. We just don't have them yet.
Right.
I thought we'd at least have one today to start today's show. I don't think there's a chance.
No, I don't think
it'd
so.
It'd be great, though, wouldn't it?
It'd be fun. He might be a winner.
Somebody just walked by the window.
That's right.
Somebody who would be hilarious to watch in the act of J.O.
Then it would be serious business.
So listen, get us your tapes. We'll talk about that in a second. I'm afraid we're going to have to start today's show, though, with a work stoppage.
What?
I hate to come out and start the show on such a downer.
Well, I mean, I understand where you're going with this, and I think it's understandable.
But listen, these cartridge racks have still not been installed in the studio. It has been June, July, August, September. 4 months.
4 months is unacceptable.
Our tapes are a very important part of our show.
Yes, they are.
And just the other day, I was thinking, gee, where's our great collection of Larry King tapes? I want to do a little Larry King montage.
Mm-hmm.
Then I realized, oh, that's right. The tapes are all up in our office because the engineers can't figure out how to hang a goddamn cartridge rack in this studio. Mm-hmm. So one of two things is going to happen today. Either we're going to have a work stoppage
mm-hmm.
until they're in here putting the racks up while we do the show.
Right.
Or, again, I'm just going to open up the phone to our listeners, and I'm going to give $1,000, not of my money, not of your money, $1,000 of the station's money that incidentally is not coming out of our promotional budget.
Right.
To a handyman to come down and put up these cartridge racks today.
What is the reason, the latest reason being given for those not being up? Is it because there's something in the wall that they can't drill through?
Well, please, hold on a second. How could there be something in the wall they can't drill through?
I am not. Don't argue with me about it. I am saying,
the latest excuse? That was the last excuse.
That they can't get into the wall, right?
That was the last excuse, but if you take apart the panels on the wall...
No, and I'm going to say, point out to you, if you look at the wall with all the other stuff that's up on it, like there are all these other racks that are up on the wall...
We have roughly 1,000 CD racks that have been installed in our studio, except, hello, we don't play music.
The latest I heard is that our chief engineer has been in touch, and they are currently working on a cart rack to replace that CD rack.
Well, we have cart racks in our office.
Right. Metal cart racks that you can hang up like with a nail.
Going to be very pretty.
I don't care if it's pretty. I want it to be functional.
And also, you asked if that was hanging. That's not. That's sitting on the counter. That's not hanging. That's just seated.
Well, if you pulled that away from the wall, could you do it? Is it just sitting there, or is it glued, or what?
Well, don't do it violently.
All you have to do is pull it back a little bit. A little wiggle right there. That's fastened.
No, that's sealed.
Oh, that's attached?
Is there anything in there, like a screw or anything that you can see?
Hold on.
I mean, I'm just curious. I really am. You know, when you're...
Give me a second.
Should have brought my tool. Don't hurt yourself.
Take that. Got it?
Don't hurt yourself.
No, these racks, these CD racks...
They look like they're glued or something.
Yeah, they're stuck in the wall, and I can see no screw holes.
I can anticipate what the engineers will say. Here's exactly what they're going to say.
We can't put it in because it's titanium in the walls, and we can't put a nail in there.
Right, they can't fasten it with something to hang it. They have to glue it, and they want to get something like that so they can glue it to the wall.
They have had 4 months.
Okay, here's a handyman.
Good. Beautiful. Hello, Mike.
Yeah.
Are you a handyman?
Electrician and handyman.
Okay, do you think you can handle this? Let me describe the job to you.
Okay.
We have these gigantic cartridge racks. Each one is about what, Rob? 3 or 4 feet high?
There's
something like that. Bring one in from outside. Let me describe it to this guy.
They're metal. They hang.
How much do they weigh?
Hold on. I'll give you a description right now. Here's one right here. Here's one. 3 feet.
And filled, they'd probably weigh about maybe 4 or 5 pounds.
Yeah. No more than that. I've got one right here. And they have... they are... To be honest with you...
Program Director Jim McClure now coming into the studio.
Piece of cake. I can do this afternoon.
Okay, beautiful.
Jimmy, what are you doing?
Jim, I am giving away $1,000 of your money today, and this is not coming out of our budget.
That's me, buddy.
Jimmy, what are you doing? I asked you.
Put this out of the wall and put the car racks in here.
Now he's unscrewing the CD rack. So apparently, see, Mike, you can screw something into the wall.
You know what caused that to happen?
$1,000.
Don Geronimo saying
$1,000. Hey, that's my $1,000. That's got my name all over it.
Yeah, hold on a second. I'm not convinced yet that Jimmy's going to get all of our cart racks hung. So, Jimmy, you're going to hang all of them yourself today during the show?
If I have to, I will.
Now, Jimmy, where do you line up on this? How do you feel about this issue of the cart racks not being installed for 4 months?
Jimmy?
I would be much happier if they were in, along with a lot of other things.
Good answer. But thanks so much. It took you so long to think of that answer, too.
Okay, well, let's see if... Hold on. Before we get rid of the handyman, let's see if Jim can actually get rid...
Oh, keep the handyman on the line. I guarantee you that. I don't think... I say it's 80-20 right now. That handyman's going to get paid.
All right, Jim is now trying to unscrew... Apparently, this entire gigantic rack of CD holders is held into the wall.
Right.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
With one lone screw.
And let me point out, the speed speed at which Jim McClure moves. I once went to an event with Jim McClure and was I waited for him to leave and come to my car at an event we were at. And I asked Jimmy, are you ready to go? And he said, yes. That was on Labor Day. And by Christmas, he got out to my car.
Bring up the past like a woman, you know?
You remember that hockey game? That's they warned me about that. And you were walking to my car like this.
Hold on a second. I got another handyman on the phone. Hold on a second, please. Hold on. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Bill with Modern Door and Equipment.
Hi, Bill.
I understand you need some cart racks hung.
Bill, what we need, and let me describe it. Robbie, give me the cart rack back so I can describe this to all of the prospective handymen who will be installing these today. Each one of these cart racks, it looks like something you would see like in 7-Eleven.
Yes, exactly. That's a perfect description.
Like a rack that they would have Twinkies in or something.
A retail rack is what it looks like. It's made out of basically a little reinforced wire.
Yeah, just a little heavier than a wire hanger.
It's wire gauge.
And each one of these racks is about 3 feet tall. It holds 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 22, 24, 25. Each one holds 25 of our tape cartridges.
Which are the size of 8 tracks.
Yeah. Roughly, maybe a little smaller, and they're very lightweight. The tapes themselves are very lightweight.
We can have it installed for you in about an hour.
Robbie, how many of these racks do you think we have to get all the stuff out of our office? How many we got up there? Give me a guess about it. How many of these racks?
Maybe 8?
No, more.
Oh, come on. 20?
We've got 25, maybe.
You know what? Looking to expand, because I know that we're right around the corner from getting a digital system, but there may be more carts. We should put as many cart racks up as the walls will support in here.
I agree. The walls should be surrounded with our tape cartridges.
Oh, come on.
We need them to do the show. Right.
Okay, yeah. That's fine. That's good. That's good. So we can get them. But we don't. Where they have the holes drilled is not going to accommodate all the cart racks.
Well, but see, if you get a good handyman, though, all it's really going to take is a couple of nails and a couple of screws to get each of these up.
Where are we going to put the other ones when the wall in that corner is filled? Are we going to put it over here?
You go along the wall over here, my left or your right,
all
the way to the corner.
Put them in here.
Over here, you go all the way up to the WJFK sign. You hang a couple over here over your left shoulder.
Right.
Also to your left. That's wall space that can be used.
Very good.
Yeah. There's no reason these things shouldn't have been hung 4 months ago. Excuse me, they're falling out of the cart rack right now. So,
you got a good installation crew there.
So the reason I ask that is because once Jimmy removes the CD rack from the wall, that won't be enough wall space.
Oh, no, they're definitely not.
And, just checking.
Yeah, I mean,
so we're still going to need the handyman.
We sure are.
We can fill it up.
Hold on a second, please. We got another handyman now on the phone.
There we go.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
I'll tell you what, this is the show of the working man.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Let me say.
Oh, absolutely.
Made for Americans by Americans.
The show is American-made now.
The Don and Mike show of the working man.
I'm proud to be an American.
Hello.
Where at least I know I'm free.
You are on the air. Hello.
Hey, Benedict Arnold.
Oh,
I'm right in the area. I can put them racks up.
Oh, are you talking about the Redskins again? I'm past the Redskins. They're so out of my life. They're so in the rearview mirror now. That was yesterday.
I've never seen Jim McClure work at this speed.
I can still get those racks up. I'm an electrician, so I got all the tools you need.
I'm like one of those dudes. I'm like William Shatner. You know what I am? With me and the Redskins, is like William Shatner and his dead wives. Mm-hmm. William Shatner, his wife dies. She drowns in the pool. For a day, he mourns it. And the next day, you see him on Access Hollywood. He's out at some party with some chick.
Right.
Yeah. That's like me and the Redskins. I was mourning them yesterday.
But now you're over it.
I'm past it today. They're still dead to me, but I'm past it. Absolutely past it. I'm on the cart racks now.
So this would be our third handyman that's called.
All right, hold on a second, please, okay?
All right.
Hold on.
Jimmy, let's get a progress report. How you doing?
The problem is they just randomly screw the holes in here, so I'm trying to figure out where in between these little spots the screws are. And then I'll see if I can come out of the wall with it.
You know what? I'm just going to get a handyman down here.
Absolutely.
Just get a handyman.
I'll do the
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Is this a handyman?
I own a fire and water damage restoration company. We install stuff all the time.
There you go. All right.
Well, what we need is very simple. You know what? Hold on. Let me put you on hold. Robbie, you know what I need?
What's that?
Give me a hammer and a nail, please. Go back to the shop and just get me a hammer and a nail.
Oh,
what we need to do is check these walls to see if you can indeed hammer a nail into the wall.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Because
you need a good long nail, because we've got probably about 3 inches of soundproof tile that's on the wall here, so you need enough nails so you'll have enough to hang the...
Yeah.
And also enough to get through to the other side.
Yeah, give me a good long nail. Hey, give me a hammer gun. Don't we have a hammer gun around?
A nail gun, you mean?
Yeah. You know what I mean. You know what I mean. What I say, hammer gun?
Hammer gun. Fire gun. And you said hammer.
I know, but and we can't
play. We don't hammer? Hammer?
We can't play the tape because we don't have our charts.
The racks aren't here.
I've just set off the hammer alarm, and normally you'd be hearing, you know,
right.
MC Hammer.
Where are the engineers today, Jimmy?
Well, I know one of them quit yesterday. No, that's not a joke.
That is the truth, yes.
You know that. The main guy quit yesterday. You didn't know about it?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, you're so out of the loop on the
news. Now, I believe those are glued, boys. I think if they put those in there, they'd be screwed and glued.
You are so out of the loop. Yes. Dangerous Dan Ryson quit yesterday.
Oh, my God.
That's
just
right.
When you're laying good flooring, nail, screw, and glue. That's the way you do it. Absolutely. All three.
Now we have Charles Broyhill and Jim McClure trying to rip this CD rack out of the wall.
But Charles Broyhill is doing it in such a way that is not uncharacteristic of Charles Broyhill. I'm seeing a different human with Jim McClure. I'm seeing Jim McClure like I've never seen him before, moving at a furious, frantic pace.
Oh, sure, because he knows if we give away $1,000, some guy comes staring up the studio, it's going to be Jim's ass. Jim's going to be in there with the GM today.
Boy, it looks like they cut it in there. Did they put the tile in after?
It looks like.
Oh, that's going to be a lovely look.
Why?
So they put it in after.
And again, I got to ask this question. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, I'm sorry to interrupt. We have a contractor out in the lobby that wants to come in and start doing
Bring him in.
Oh.
Bring him in. And bring my nail gun, honey. Why they would put
guys,
in.
Guys, you know, if we've got a contractor, you know, you ought to just leave those there until they get replaced.
Why they would put in
the other walls.
Why they would put in CD racks to a station that plays no CDs.
Right.
Is really asinine. Oh, they're trying to rip this thing out of the wall.
They are.
They're really trying. And meanwhile, here comes our contractor.
Looks like a contractor.
Here comes the. Where do you see the contractor, Mike?
Is he a big man?
Yeah. This is like the kind of guy. This guy comes to your house. You know he's going to fix stuff
right,
at your house.
Right. Here he goes.
This is Jim, everybody.
Come on in here, Jim.
Jim, hi, Jim.
Jim,
come on in.
Over here.
Over here, Jim. Oh, look, and he's got my nail hammer gun.
Hi, Jimmy.
Beautiful.
Hello, guys. Bud.
Hey, good.
How you doing, guys?
Can I check that baby out for a second?
Absolutely.
Oh, dear.
That's a drill, though.
I know it is.
Everybody take cover.
I got more power tools in the car if you want to play with them.
Do you have a nail gun in the car?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Oh, my God.
I don't think maybe it's probably not the kind of job that would need a nail gun.
I'd probably tear that up with a nail gun.
Mm. But I wonder, could I drill a hole in this wall?
No.
What do you mean, no?
Well,
sure I can.
Yeah, if I go get my drill bit, you can drill anything you want with that.
That would be vandalism.
I just drilled a hole in the wall.
Like that.
Well, you drilled a hole in the acoustical tile. It's like styrofoam.
Right. What about up there?
No, I mean, it's all that tile, so you're just going right into styrofoam is what you're doing. You're not really drilling a hole through anything that'll be...
Oh, I see. So I got to have something longer to go through the styrofoam to actually get to whatever is behind the styrofoam.
But I also think that you'll accomplish what you need to do to hang these things with a nail, I would think, like you asked before. You have some good long nails?
Screws, nails, all I have to do is survey what I need.
All right, now you're looking at these walls. You see these walls are thick acoustical tile, and you need something. And did you see the cart rack?
Oh, give me the cart rack again,
Rob. I got 2.5s, 3.5s, whatever you need.
Give me the cart rack again. Let me show Jim what he's working with here. Jim?
Is this thick right here?
Here you go.
Okay.
These are what we need hung.
Okay.
We got about 25 of these. You hang them right here on the top. On the wall?
They were trying to do it over there, and they had some kind of problem. See where those two holes are?
That's because they're just not hitting anything solid, or they're not anchoring it.
Okay, so you do it on that wall, on the wall behind you, the wall over here, the wall over there, the wall behind Mike, and the wall right next to Mike.
Is that a problem?
And if we get rid of this thing, you put them all behind me, too, here. Plenty of room.
Beautiful.
You want to try one? Want to try? Well, let's try that corner.
I have to go get all the lag screws out of the car. I needed to see the
stop. Okay, all right, very good.
In.
But do you think you can handle this
job? Absolutely.
Is this a job like that a retard could do, do you think?
As long as the retard has a screwdriver.
All right. Okay,
thank you. Thank you. Good man.
All right, get cracking.
Good man. Get to work. And this is the man who will be paying you $1,000 today. That's Jim McClure.
Thank you. Thank
Very
you.
Very nice.
Thank you. Thank you for finally addressing our needs.
Look at Jimmy.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Jimmy. How you doing?
Listen, it's been 4 months, man. It has been 4 months. And nothing's done in here. 4 months and dick. Now, look, now things are happening.
That's the way you get things done, squeaky wheel.
And meanwhile, these two morons are still trying to pull the CD rack off the wall.
Do we have another screw in there, probably?
At least one more, if not more than that.
Hey, well, hey, contractor, go down to your car and get your stuff. Don't worry about these guys.
Contractor.
Don't worry about these guys. These guys don't have a clue what they're doing.
Oh, hey, they're making progress, though.
Yep.
All right. Well, actually, I just heard that good sound of tile ripping out of the wall.
They're actually pulling the cart, the CD rack out of the wall where the cart rack should be.
Mm-hmm. That's where the work should begin.
Yeah, that's where the first set of racks should go.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Oh, very nice. What's that? What kind of wall do we have on the other side? Is that just plywood? Or is that that's fiberboard? So he needs a wall anchor. You need a wall anchor to go into drywall. Need a wall anchor.
I actually went to the hardware store a couple weeks ago and bought a bunch of stuff to do this with. I've just been waiting for it to get done.
Good job, right? Just waiting for it to get done, right? What's going to get done today, Jimmy?
Today's the day. It's your lucky day.
Not his job.
Now, now get that out of the way. Now put up one of those. Will that fit in one of the? Will our cart rack fit in that little hole?
Yeah.
Yeah, the 4 foot. Is lengthwise? Will it fit? I know you want to drill.
Yeah, I do.
But don't drill because you a pro's going to come in and do it.
I desperately want to drill.
I'm saying the cart rack.
Hey, Chris, will you hand me a cart rack there, please?
See, I mean, does that fit in the?
I understand. We're going to find out if it fits right now.
I think it might be just about right.
If the length is right, you can get about a dozen in that.
Hand me a cart rack, Robbie.
That's not a drill bit.
The screwdriver bit.
Okay, I'm just playing. Come on, don't ruin my fun.
Look at that, boys.
Oh, that's great.
Look at that. That's going to be in there today.
That's a beautiful fit.
That is fantastic. Look at how perfect that is. That's fantastic.
That's beautiful.
You dropped one.
That's great.
That's how you get things done around here.
Way to go.
That's how you get things done.
Somebody get the drill out of his hands.
Let me just drill another hole just for fun.
All right. Wrestle it away from him.
Oh, that's good.
See that? Now there.
Don't.
That's fun.
And now you put a wall anchor in there and you're set. You have nothing more to worry about.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Hey, Don?
Yeah, Mike.
Can I do it?
Here you go.
I could use $1,000. No, I'll do the whole job.
Oh, no. No, I thought you just wanted to play with the.
No, it's just he's the first one down here, and he got lucky because that is a job anybody can do. Because once he puts the wall anchor in, mm-hmm. he'll go down there. You know, it should be a speed thing.
I am just illustrating how simple this job truly is. This job that the engineering staff has put off for the last 4 months. How very simple it is.
I'm curious what's on the other side of the. I'd love to know what's on the other side of the acoustical tile in that corner where they were talking about like walls made of kryptonite.
Do you remember the old walls that used to be in the studio before the remodeling? That's what's behind the acoustical tile. They actually took the tile and stuck it to the wall.
Okay, but so it's drywall, right?
So there's drywall and there's I think it's about 6 inches deep.
And well, then all you need are long nails to anchor it to the drywall. Am I right?
Shielding around.
You know what? In all seriousness, you put a wall anchor into the drywall through that hole, and then you get a long enough screw.
Yeah, even I understand what you're saying.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. That's all
I don't understand what they were trying to. I guess they were trying to anchor it so that somebody could maybe sit on it.
I think what happened was the bit that they were using wasn't long enough, and that's all.
Okay. Oh, that's what it was.
But no need to worry, Jimmy, because we're getting the job done today.
Because in all seriousness, those things are probably 3 to 4 pounds.
At a discount price. Only $1,000 we're paying this guy today.
Each of those nails is perfect for a wall anchor because they're lighter than the average, picture you'd hang on your wall.
Thank you. Once again, thank you to our listeners. You're
thank
great.
Thank you to you, Don, for getting this job started today and for taking the initiative and getting this done.
Thank you, Mike.
Bravo.
If only people cared as much about our J.O. contest.
Right.
Why, things would be perfect in our little world.
I'm delighted. That's going to look great over there.
And they're going to be over by you, too.
That's good. They're going to be, they're going
to
put it.
We've got plenty of wall space to put these things up. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. Every day to come in our office. Mm-hmm. You walk into our office.
You can't walk in our office because they're just sitting there leaning up against stuff.
The sea of these cartridges.
4 months worth.
And, when I brought this up with the de facto general manager, Ken Stevens, a while ago, he said, well, why do you need those tapes? Mm-hmm. And I explained to him why we need them. He said, well, don't you have the digital computer system?
No, we don't.
And I said, digital computer system? Come on. what planet are you from that we have a digital computer system?
Not here.
We do have a digital system. It's been taken out of the studio it was in, and no one knows how to use it. No, I'm sorry. Two people know how to use it, and no one will share their information.
Who knows how to use it?
Dan and Chris Owens.
All right, Dan is the engineer who just quit.
Why they won't share the information on how? You mean so people aren't being trained how to use it and how to bring it up in the studio?
Exactly. Well, it's not even in the other studio where it once used to live. It's gone.
Where is it at?
I don't know. I have no idea.
So we have the piece of equipment
that would really eliminate the need for all this space to be taken up by tape cartridge.
Quite possibly.
But that equipment has never been used.
It's never been used by anybody.
And now it's missing?
Well, I know there's a lot of things holding doors open. I don't know if that's one of the doorstops.
The equipment we're talking about is basically a hard drive, right? And then you've got a little keyboard that you have set up here, and that's how you program your...
Right.
Your sound effect.
Exactly.
I mean, it's very simple. Most people have a more sophisticated setup on their home computers. Right. Most people at home...
Is it a real broadcast quality one, though?
Yeah, a real expensive one, too.
It is?
Yeah.
Where is it at? I'd like to see it.
I don't know.
Would you ask Chris to come in?
Sure. It's not in his studio, either.
Well, maybe he knows where it is. If we have this fancy equipment.
Yeah, really.
Not that there's a chance it's ever going to be properly installed. I mean, look, at the dimwits here couldn't put up the cartridge rack.
What did Chris say to you?
I don't know where it is.
He doesn't know where it is.
Hmm.
And so the guy that knows where it is leaving.
Interesting.
Yeah, Dan Rison.
Oh, my God. No, not
from
Dan.
You remember the old engineer, and he came from that school.
Really?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I don't know for sure.
Okay. Wow. All I know is things
Rob,
are happening.
What are you putting that in there for?
Well, we'll start over here. We're eventually going to need these.
No, just get those out of here. Just clear the whole wall, Rob.
You just have more room, Rob, if you put those all... Those will take, what, two?
Just clear the entire rack.
All right.
Clear the wall. Give me a clear wall.
Then you'll have a whole...
What? Man with a drill in his hand.
A lethal weapon in your hand.
Remember, I'm no stranger to those drills, Don. We have 11 of them at home.
That's a DeWalt. Do you have the DeWalt?
We have the DeWalt.
Yeah.
We have the DeWalt. Drill. We have the Makita.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Black & Decker.
Right.
What's that? What?
You have a Bosch?
Yes.
Here comes our handyman again. Here comes the contractor coming back around the corner. Now, let me just take a moment of your broadcast day, everybody, to illustrate how simple this job is that the idiot engineers here have put off for the last 4 months. Watch how long it takes this guy.
Look how loud I have to yell.
Come on in. Contractor?
He was lingering out in the hallway.
Mr. Contractor, come on in. Come on in.
Hi, how are you? Got all your tools?
Here's your wall right here. That's the first wall you start on.
Going to go straight across.
Left or right?
You can get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, maybe 9 or 10 racks on this wall alone.
Mm-hmm. Job take you half hour tops.
This will be the easiest money you ever
made. And I'm not talking about the whole job. I'm talking about that area right there.
All right, let's watch a working man now. Now, don't be like the guys that come out to my house.
No pressure.
And spend all day sitting, drinking iced tea with my wife. I want to see you really work now. Paying you $1,000. Oh, look at it. He's putting on his handyman belt now.
Excellent. All right, there he goes.
He is so goddamn macho.
How are you going to walk us through this? How are you going to be doing this? Drill a hole?
Well, I got to see what's in the wall first, but since we have anchors and bolts and everything, looks pretty simple.
Striking, really.
Pretty friggin' simple, actually.
Absolutely.
Mm.
Really? No. Can you see any reason that a job
was just... that was one of your questioning. Was it?
No. It's interesting.
No,
that,
I know you're
it
mom,
appears to be a simple job.
Yeah. Mr. Contractor, are you amazed that such a simple job has gone for so long with nobody taking care of it?
Amazed, absolutely.
He's amazed. And Buzz, what was your boom for?
Because I thought it was interesting that it turns out to be such a simple job.
I said, okay, I just, sometimes I misinterpret Buzz's hmms. Sometimes his hmms is he's suspect. You know?
Okay, he's getting the bit out now.
Do you fancy yourself as a bit of a handyman?
Oh, I do a lot of stuff around the house.
He does. I told you that time that Fred and I went to his house, though. It was amazing. It was like going in a Sears showroom.
Right.
Because as Buzz was showing us around his house, he said, and this is my workstation.
Uh-huh.
And you went down there, and it looked like this stuff had never been touched. And everything, because it was clean and immaculate.
Very neat, yeah.
Everything was hanging, everything in its place.
All the drill bits. Mm-hmm.
And every place in its thing, or whatever that stupid saying is.
Even more so now. I've done more organizing. I have a great workshop.
I admire that. I mean, I wish my craft is, seriously, if I need a screwdriver or a hammer,
mm-hmm.
it's an hour.
It used to be that way for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you could give me a few pointers.
Not me.
Happily.
I'm the worst. Frida won't even let me hang pictures anymore.
Really?
What happens is, I hang a picture, and I don't worry about getting, the metal string on the back of a picture?
Yes.
Right.
I don't worry about that. I just take a big-ass screw, and I just boom, 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 hang it in the wall, and then I just kind of hang the picture by the frame. I just hook the edge of the frame up to the big screw in the wall.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of times, I don't really think before I hang a picture.
Right.
I'll make the big asshole. I'll hang the picture. Then I'll go, You know what?
It's crooked.
3 feet the wrong way. And I'll move it, and then I'll realize I've got a giant hole.
Yeah.
Right. And I have to put a smaller picture up to hide the giant hole that I made. And I'm not allowed to anymore. What are you doing now?
I want to measure one so I can see how many I can fit in there.
There you go.
Go ahead.
Excellent.
Go ahead. Get right in there. Measure yourself silly. There's a sample for you. What are the dimensions on this baby?
We're going to find that right now. He's going to go across it. But we can get a dozen in there.
You know, that's...
36 and three quarters.
I mean, 36 and three quarters.
You eyeballed that, Buzz. Let's see if you're right about that.
5 1/16.
I think you might be right.
36 and three quarters by 5 1/16.
Now he's going to measure the hole, see how many we can... And if they're touching, that's good, right? If they're side by side.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. They could be absolutely that close. And the hole is... 59er.
59 and 5/8.
59er and 5/8.
Rob?
Yeah, Robbie?
Do
what?
The math.
How wide was it?
How wide? Five and one eighth.
59 and 5/8.
But the cart rack itself?
5 1/8.
4 1/16. Roughly 10 or 11.
11 or 11.
Way to go, Burbank.
10 or 11. Very nice.
Terrific.
Look at him now. He's doing his math work.
He's got a square
peg. Jesus, you know what? I enjoy seeing someone actually work for a living.
I know.
I mean, I know.
Incredible.
God knows we slave away in here, but generally when
I think we get extra credit for who we have to work with.
When you walk around this building, though, all you see are people lounging.
Right.
People who are essentially on paid vacation.
Of course.
You know, for a change, look at this. We have an actual man working. Rob, you might want to go tell the staff.
Yeah, come in and watch a real man work.
That we have a very rare historical development in the studio. If they want to see someone who's actually
laboring,
working in this building.
He's not working down, he's laboring.
Yeah, he's laboring. Heavy labor.
This is labor we're looking
it's
at.
It's a historical event. Tell him it's like going to the goddamn Smithsonian.
This man is a laborer.
Hold on, Rob's taking him out of the room. I don't know what Rob has done with him.
I want you to leave. I don't like you here. I want you to go, and I want you to go now. You're making me very uncomfortable.
All I know is we finally got a guy in here to do the work, yeah. And now he's taking him away.
Get away.
Mm.
I can't eat my carrots.
Well,
go away.
He left me with some fine instruments, Mike.
There's a... Boy, that's a neat looking... That looks like a tooth drill. Look at that. Your wife doesn't let you play with these at home, does she?
No.
I can tell because you're looking like you've seen one. This is the first time you've seen one.
This is fantastic, man. God damn, I'd love to drill something. How about...
Want to drill a hole in my lunchbox?
Yeah, can I?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, because it's got my name on it. Catherine wouldn't mind.
Please? Thank you. Yeah. That's great.
Taking out his lunch.
And Mike is actually using a real lunchbox today.
Yeah, Laura wrote my name on it. Put it,
the Cheetos and the apple.
I'd like a hole right there.
Gotcha.
All right.
Can do, Mike.
Thanks, Don.
Can do. I'm a can do guy. Here we go. Come on. Whoa. There you go, baby.
And now give it back to me. I don't want it to look like Swiss cheese.
There you go. Sure you don't want one more?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you.
Right next to it. Right next to it.
Underneath it or on the side?
Underneath, please.
That'll be good if you have a spill in there. It'll drain out.
It'll drain, right.
Now the food can breathe.
You won't get that smell, that lunchbox smell.
Oh, yeah.
Good job, Don.
There you go. Thanks, Mike.
Fine job. Fine drilling job there.
Thank you.
Look at that.
Thank you. That'll
look at that. Run right under the other.
That'll be $1,000, Mike. Looks like two very small...
You can't drill this size, though.
Looks like two very small bullet holes. Oh, that's a fine, fine feeling. I can relate to those of you who work with your hands. I'm one who works with my mouth. But I think I could get into this working with my hands thing.
You'd like that?
What do you charge to work with your mouth?
What, Jim?
What do you charge to work with your mouth?
Watch out, Jim.
Watch out, Jim.
Hey, drill you. Hey, maybe, hey, drill a hole in that chin.
All right. It is chinny chin chin. All right, we're going to hang the first rack now. Here we go. This is going to be very exciting.
All right. No, what is our contractor's first name?
Do you use those little metal hooks that you have, or you want me to just go ahead and put them up?
Put them up with screws, because we have more screws than we do hanging rags.
Hey, what's your first name again?
Jim.
Jim. All right, good job, Jim.
Jim the contractor. Here we go. Jim the program director just winked at Jim the contractor.
Jim, are you confident you can get this job done?
Absolutely.
Very good.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Beautiful. And don't forget, when you're done, you want to see that man, Jim McClure, for your $1,000. which is not coming out of our promotional budget.
I believe it or not, I just spoke to our general manager who agrees wholeheartedly to be taken care of.
Very good. Hey, Jim, it's your lucky day. Your ship has come in.
Beautiful.
We'll work it out, deal with them.
Cool. What's that?
Seriously, it's taken care of.
You're not working out a deal. You're paying him $1,000.
If he'll do all the car right, I'll show him all the other ones to put up.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Do you mind doing all the work today, Jim?
Nope.
Okay.
Good answer.
Well, that's the right answer, because we're going to make this guy pay you $1,000 today.
Mr. 40 would be here with a 40.
Okay, hang it. Come on, let me see your work. That's close enough.
Well, this is the hanging with the little metal rack at the side, so I'm just going to see if I got an anchor here. I got to cut that wood out there.
Well, see, this is where...
Wait, why can't you just use a wall anchor?
I could not be one of these guys, because I would be too anxious just to get in there and make the hole and hang up the goddamn thing. He's, like, talking about, I got to make sure that the thingamajig is right, and the thing to the left, and the thing to the right, and I got to measure, and I got to look at this, and, you know...
I don't want a backseat drive, but for your convenience, Don, shouldn't he be starting at the left so that the cart rack is closest to you and then work toward the right?
Oh, that's all right, Buzz.
That's okay. A pretty good point, though.
Hey, why don't you start over here, Jim?
It's all about human engineering. Hey, Jim?
Yes.
Now, what about you were talking about you need an anchor back there. Do you mean you need something besides the drywall?
I'm going to find out in about 5 seconds.
Because, I mean, I think it's light enough where a wall, just a regular wall anchor into drywall would be fine.
There
it
does. There you go. That's right. Oh, that's a pussy. What kind of hole is that you made? It's not even a real hole.
Just marking it.
Oh.
He's marking it.
Well, you could have done it down with a pencil.
Roll it.
You could.
Hold it and mark it with a B and put it in the oven for Baby and Me. You're going to have to start learning those, Rob.
No.
All right, I see what he's doing.
Yep.
Now he's got out his tape measure.
He's measuring it. He's making a real, like, professional contractor's X.
See, if I was doing this at home, and this is my problem when I hang a picture, what I would do is I would just lean the rack up against the wall, hold it with my elbow, and then just jam two nails in there on top of it, just enough to ensure the fact that it was being hung to the wall. I don't care if it's done correctly or not.
Now, I'm trying to get my question answered here from old Jim. Jim, is that a regular wall anchor, will that work?
Yeah. This is built out of kind of fun. Racks are going to look... a little bit off from that, not level.
That's all right.
That's fine. See, this is like when a guy comes to my house to do this work. This is what I say to him, too.
Incidentally, a nice analysis also on the workmanship that was done with the wall, with the acoustical tile.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure the whole building's plumb. I think it might be sliding into Main Street.
Nothing in here is level. I'm surprised our water is not sliding off the console right now. Look, we're on the Titanic.
We've been aware of the fine craftsmanship that went into putting our acoustical tile up, though, Jim. We have to apologize to anybody that knows how to put stuff in properly.
We had nothing to do with that. We simply ask that the job be done correctly. Okay, Jim.
He's the guy to do it.
Damn. He's slow.
He's being careful. He wants to do it right.
You know, he's being careful. But I want to see some progress.
It's not going to take him 4 months.
I mean, we've got a break for commercials here.
You want to see one go in?
Yeah,
at least one. All right, Jim, get it. Come on now. Speed it up.
Get one up there, Jim. No pressure, Jim, but come on. Hey, Robbie, give me the plate spinning music.
This is great.
No pressure, but I'll give you about 60 seconds to get one of these things up.
There he goes.
Otherwise, now that we know how easy it is, we'll just do it ourselves. Okay, and we are... Well, I play the music, except...
Oh, dear.
Cartridge machine is not functioning.
What are you bringing in, Jimmy? What do you have? Big Gum Jim, our program director, has just come in here. What is that? Now what?
For the other wall over here, we'll need some bigger bits.
Bits, okay.
Jim had his own, so I'm going to chop the gun.
All right, now Jim is got about 15 seconds to get that rack up.
All right, we're going to give him 1 minute.
1 minute, okay, good.
1 minute now to get a cart rack up in the studio.
He can do it.
Drill fast. Again, craftsmanship doesn't mean a whole lot to us.
That's right. Hey, did you get the wall anchor in there already?
No need, Mike. Look at that. That's a cart rack that's up on the wall.
Yeah.
He's doing the top screws now.
Look at that. There it is. It's in there.
All right, you got to put some screws on the bottom, but virtually that job is complete.
I don't think you have to put screws on the bottom. I think they have to be, you can just lift them out like that, so that's why you anchor it up on top, you're okay. Better to put screws
on
the bottom.
He just said, again.
Yeah, that was a disagreeing. That was a disagreeing one. What do you think?
Let's break the tie with Jim, the contractor. Mm-hmm.
All right, Jim, do we need to put screws on the bottom?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mike. Well, I thought the other one's hung instead.
Well, the other one had a special hanging rack, and those are going to, if those bounce up a little bit, they could conceivably come down. The bottom one will stabilize it.
Okay.
stabilize it.
Beautiful.
All I know is that a job that's been put off for 4 months is finally happening.
Amazing. It's beautiful.
That is a great day.
Jim, how, on the, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most difficult job you would have, 1 being the easiest, where would you rate that that project you just started?
A 1.5.
A 1.5. And a tip of the cap to the fine engineering staff here. Been waiting 4 months to tackle this real tough job.
There you go.
Beautiful.
It's going to be convenient.
Yeah.
It's also going to be, there'll be so many in there, because Jim has measured it, that, you know, that ugly wall behind the acoustical tile will be obscured completely. It won't even be that much of an eyesore.
By the handy tapes that we need to do the show every day.
Fantastic.
Cool. Well, beautiful.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a brief description, an audio description of how to get things done.
It's happening as we speak.
The man who makes things happen is Jim the Contractor.
Jim, you've done a fine job, and we look forward to having this mission completed today.
And he's drilling the other holes now. Frankly, as I say, it's a little slow.
Yeah, he's careful. He's doing it right.
No, but he's just, you know, it's a little slow. I could probably bang 5 or 6 of these out during the commercials myself.
Yeah, I know you could.
I'd imagine you could also, Mike.
You and I finish this in the commercial break.
Whole job.
I think we could.
Get it clean finished.
We could. Wouldn't be as professionally done, of course.
No, it'd be a little sloppy.
Yeah, but listen.
But we'd be right, and then we, you know, that competitive thing would kick in, and we'd start to race each other.
You know, have a mic and jump the angles.
It might look a little Art Deco, though.
You know? Hey, but the point is, if the job would be done.
That's right, but we can't wait. But Jim's got to finish it now, because we've
got our guy now.
We have to be men of our word and get him his money.
We have the $1,000 man here.
Get that man his money.
Yeah, let me make sure that Alan Linewand is really on the up and up with us.
See if he's on board.
Yeah, let me find out.
Pay that man his money.
Alan Linewand.
Jim's a pro.
Alan Linewand. Yes, Big Gum Jim?
I'm going to give you a pen so you can call him.
460.
Thank you, Buzzy. Anybody at home wants to ever call the general manager?
It's 460.
Mm-hmm. That's his phone number.
Give him a call.
460.
460. Is he in the building?
Ah, no. Is that his car phone, Jimmy?
Gotcha.
This one, I won't give out on the air.
Oh, okay.
Only under extreme duress.
Pay that man his money.
Pay that man his money.
I love that tape. Hey, that first one looks beautiful, doesn't it?
It does.
It's beautifully
Is
done.
Is it finished, Jim? The first one finished?
Yeah, it's done, Mike.
Wow.
Let me start. Hey, Alan.
Yes.
It's Don and Mike. I want you to listen to something.
Yeah.
You hear this? Listen to this.
That's a cart rack, Alan.
That is the sound of me putting carts into cart racks.
He's mazel tov.
In our main studio.
It's been completed because Jim the Contractor came down here when he heard we needed the cart racks to be hung.
Well, thank God for Jim.
As you know, this is a job that, frankly, we've been waiting on you guys for 4 months. And dicks happened. So now, Jim is here. And the cart racks are going up as we speak. Isn't it a great day for all of us?
Uh-huh. Jim will be putting up all the cart racks today. And Jim, what did you say your fee was for that that service?
I believe it would be $1,000.
$1,000, Alan.
Wow, and I'm sure Jim will be able to put up a few other things that we need fixing with, right?
No, he's just fixing just the cart racks.
That's a big job.
All right, so will he take care of the entire studio?
Yes.
I think that's fair.
Very good.
Beautiful. Thank you, Alan.
Fantastic.
It's expensive, but it's fair.
It's fair. That's great.
It's expensive, but you see, if you had done the job 4 months ago, it would have cost $250. Then you go back to 2 months, and it's $500. 3 months, $750. 4 months late, you got to pay the guy $1,000.
Pay that man his money.
Right.
Pay that man his money.
Thank you, Alan.
All right, Jim will take care of it.
Thank you. Hear
Thanks
that?
A lot, Alan.
Hear that? That's a sound you never hear around this place.
That's right.
Somebody working.
Bingo.
You hear that? That's a sound of screwing, but for a change, it's not the employees screwing each other. And it's not the company screwing the employees.
That's right. It's actual work being done right here in the studio.
It's a man screwing a screw into the wall.
Contractor Jim. Going to have all the cart racks up today.
Beautiful job. Thanks, Al.
All right, guys.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Jim. When they ask you to do like 500 other things, tell them no.
Yeah, just the cart racks.
Right.
That's all.
What's that?
I have contracts.
Ah, very good.
What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to do that too, Jim, go ahead. He said he's got contracts in his car.
Oh.
Well, you know, if he gets more work out of the deal, so be it.
Yeah.
Don't take a check from these people, though.
That's right.
Cash. Take cash.
Cash money.
Pay that man his money.
Pay that man his money.
All right. It's a great day. Jim the contractor is here. He's fixing the studio.
Excellent.
Things are finally being done. Now, if we just get some J.O. tapes,
we'll have a complete day.
I'm happy.
Very good.
I'm happy. And for the first male and for the first female J.O. tape that are dropped by the CBS building today, we'll have $100 in cash for each of those people getting the contest started.
Wonderful.
Now the toe-tapping touch tones. It's time to clear out the lines and get a call 100.
Yeah.
And a prize package we've selected especially for you. Good luck. Lisa's standing by to take your call. The phone number, same as always, 877-365-3636.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
How much for the little girl? The women. How much for the women?
What?
Your women. I want to buy your women, the little girl, your daughters. Tell them to me. Tell me your children.
Maitre d'. Maitre d'.
You. How much for your wife?
Kind of like a 5-foot fecal coil of comedy. The Don and Mike Show.
And on the phone with us now, just ahead of caller 100, is my funny Connie Honey.
Who is some grocery shopping.
Being a great wife, doing her wifely duty.
Ah, going to the grocery store.
At the grocery store.
It's hard to squeeze it in between hair appointments and, you know, lounging like I like to do.
Some pampering, that's right.
Yeah. She went today to see the guy, the guy who you have to take 6 months to get an appointment to get him to put the dye in her hair.
Yeah, our good friend, the most talented hair person in the whole wide world.
Yeah, meanwhile, she could do the same thing at home. She could go get the Clairol stuff and put on the rubber gloves and dye her hair at home.
Right.
But instead, she has to wait every 6 months. And the buildup to her going to see this guy, you know, for all I know, he's laying pipe when she goes. Because
oh,
it is like a religious experience that Frida gets to go to see this guy. And it's very hard to get an appointment.
So you go every 6 months?
You know, it's very, you know, I go every 6 weeks. That's how little my husband pays attention to me.
Well, then you sure do build it up a lot for going to see this guy every 6 weeks.
Well, you know, it's the only time every 6 weeks when I have a man really pay attention to me.
And they treat it like doctor's appointments. You know how when you have a doctor or a dentist appointment, they always call you a day before. They say, hi, listen,
right.
You know, don't forget, you have to come in for your cleaning tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they start calling like 2 days before. Hi, we're just calling to remind Frida about her hair appointment. Remember, we're very booked up. It's very hard to get an appointment. Don't let her forget.
Don't say that. Don't pay any attention to him. Anyone who listens, don't pay any attention to anything he says about me or my life. That's my new policy. That's not so. But you do have to wait every 6 weeks. And otherwise,
honey,
at my husband's hair.
Honey, they do call to say, don't forget.
They have to remind you, but they don't give you a whole long preamble.
And what's wrong with my hair? My hair's beautiful.
So, your hair, you know, you and your son both. You know what Bart wanted to do yesterday?
What?
He feels like, although it's not true, but he feels like he's verging on mullet. So he wanted to come home and use clippers, which are dog clippers, because they're the only clippers that we have.
Some of the kids at school are kidding him.
To shave the middle of his head for one day, and then the next day to do the rest.
They said he had a mullet haircut.
Oh, dear. Oh, really? Like,
you know, like
with the long back?
Long in the back. And it's nothing like
that. Spiked on top and long in the back.
His hair is nothing like that.
So he got a haircut since the last time I saw him?
Oh, yeah, we made him get a haircut before school, absolutely.
I like that look he had at the draft day.
The hair in the eyes.
Oh, really?
It
kind of had that Dead Poets Society look to it.
Yeah, that kind of have his hair a little shorter to go to school.
Okay.
So we made him get a haircut, and he came home last night. He was pissed off because the other kids are saying stuff to him, and, yeah, he wanted to take the dog clippers to his hair, and we had to say slow down.
Yeah, but the thing is, he wanted to do it in two stages. One day, shave it down the middle like a stripe, and the next day, do the rest for the comedy factor.
Right. Honey, listen. Here's the reason that, actually, I'm talking to you now. I don't know if you were listening before you went to the grocery store, but we finally got a handyman. Do you hear that? You hear the sound of the drill?
Yes, I did. Listen. I was glad that you were using their tools and not ours.
Listen to this, honey. Listen to this. Go ahead, Jim. There you go. That's a beautiful sound. I want to make you this promise, though. The next time we need something done, I'll let you come down and do it. And that's good. That's good. You know,
she's a handy woman.
Yeah, and I thought we could have saved $1,000, except it would be aggravating as hell for me to have Frida here all day.
Tell them what happened on Sunday. I would tell the story, but I'm in the line at the grocery store. I'm already talking too loud. But tell them the story when I was working on the outside hole in our house, and you were inside watching football.
Oh, okay. So we have I think it's somewhere like by the chimney in the basement.
Right.
Apparently, when they were building the house, they didn't put the right insulation. And anyway, we found out that there's a hole.
I found out.
She found out there's a hole.
Yeah,
when I say we, she told me.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
She told me, and then because it's the type of guy I am, I took her to the hardware store.
Right.
Well, you waited in the car.
I came in and looked. Listen, hold on. Now, then you be honest and you tell the story honest. I came in and
you were waiting in the car and I took too long. Then you came in.
And I talked to the guy and pretended like I knew what we were doing.
Sure.
You know, and we're getting insulation and this foam stuff that you spray up in there, and it spreads out in this area where there's a giant hole, because apparently that's where mice are coming into our house.
Ah.
Right.
Oh,
and
that's
that was
not
your
good
advice, that was fine to buy that. And then I had to, of course, go back because I took your advice. But keep going.
But anyway, the point is, so it was, I don't know, about 4 o'clock on Sunday. And also, I'd like to say, for the record, that I said to you, I would be glad to help you with that tomorrow, meaning Monday, that I didn't want to do it on Sunday because Sunday was a day off and I wanted to watch the goddamn football games.
Absolutely.
One of the few things in life, aside from the Redskins, that really gives me pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she, of course, she couldn't wait. She said, I'll do it without you. I'll fill this hole in the wall without you. So as Bart and I were sitting down in the basement,
right,
watching the games, and, you know, listen, when you're a father and you have a son, nothing finer.
I would imagine that would be a thrill.
There's nothing finer. And I'm not twisting the boy's arm to come down there.
No.
He's coming down there because he likes football like his old man. And
right.
We're watching the
games. He likes to sit on the couch like his dad.
We're watching the games together, and we're sharing the moment, and we're flipping from game to game to game. And all of a sudden,
very exciting.
He says, Dad, did you hear that? And I said, no, I didn't hear anything. And I flipped to the next game. He goes, Dad, I heard something. And then I muted the TV, and we hear from behind the wall, you are lazy. You are men letting a woman do man's work.
This is your conscience. Through the hole in the wall, hoping it would get into you.
I said, your mom's got some balls. She's now yelling at us through a wall.
Your wife is handy, though. She does the big projects.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
Getting out and working on the wall.
Sure she does.
Did you fix it?
Well, sure.
Yeah, of course you did.
Sure. She knows all about that wall.
Well, it wasn't that hard to figure out.
She hasn't hit it yet.
That's good.
That's good.
That's a good thing.
All right, boo-boo. Well, I got to go. I got to pay.
All right, love you.
It's my turn. I got everything you need. I got Diet Cherry Coke, turkey.
Great.
Coffee, chocolate syrup for your coffee, which is a really manly way to drink it.
Coffee enemas.
All the stuff I like.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I forgot your Chex Mix. Is that right?
Yeah, that's fine. You know what I don't get? You remember when I told you the other day when we signed up at that health club about how loud you talk?
Yeah.
Listen to this. Can you believe this? She's having this conversation with us now at this decibel level as she walks around a grocery store. You know, I told you over the weekend that we signed up to this new health club,
right,
where we're going to go work out every day together. Well,
but I said, I don't do that. I'm having to do that now so you can hear me.
Oh, no. We were walking around this health club, and, you know, I like low-keying it when we go in somewhere. I don't say, hi, I'm Don from the Don and Mike Show. When you fill out the application, I put down CBS, when it says, what do you do for a living? I don't put radio disc jockey.
Right.
So we're walking around.
You lie. I mean, you say you're in programming or something that's totally not true. I'm not that ashamed of you.
Well, I am. When I go somewhere, I don't want to write down I'm a disc jockey. I write down.
I also joined the health club, and they give you one of those little cards. You have to check in with your little club card. And every time I present it, if there's a new employee there, I said, hi. You might know me. I'm Mike from the Don and Mike Show.
So anyway, I said to her at one point...
Wait a minute. That's a good question, Mike. When it says occupation, what do you put?
Radio host.
Do you really?
Yep.
Well,
I don't.
That's more honest than you, darling.
Well, no, honey, I'm in programming.
Nobody cares on an application, though.
No.
I mean, it's what I do, and it's not like they're going to... You know, it's not like you hand the person the application and they immediately look down at him and go, radio host. The best way is if somebody, you know, knows you beforehand, but I don't go in and tell people what I do.
I don't like to...
No, but
I did it at the Redskins game the other night.
And it someone asked you point blank, what do you do? And then
I lie to
someone
them.
Who was fixing our garage door did the other day.
I lie to them. I tell him. He says, what do you do for a living? I said, I work for CBS.
I went out of my way the other night.
I'm in programming.
I went out of my way the other night to tell a bartender at that place you go to, the humidor,
yeah,
in the stadium. I think it was probably 5 minutes before, and I went out of my way to tell her what I did.
My what?
And it worked, too, because I got free booze.
I like hiding behind the anonymity.
You know what? I look like an idiot standing here with this phone.
All right. All right, goodbye. Love you.
All right, goodbye.
Bye. Love you. I think she meant to say I love you.
I think
you.
So. Like the wind, she is gone.
Oh, dear.
I just got to get an I love you.
Sure.
But if we have a guy come over, fix the garage door opener last week. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to stand out there and watch the guy do the work. Mm-hmm. And then he starts making talk with me like, so, what do you do for a living? Well, I don't want to get into the hall.
Wow.
Hey, you didn't say you love me.
Oh, I love you.
Thanks. Right. Love you, too.
The rest of the grocery store will say they love you, too, if you want.
Bye, honey.
Did you tell my husband that?
Oh, Jesus.
I love you. Now it's so sweet to call your wife back. Just tell her that.
Oh, no, I called her back because she didn't say it to me.
Yeah, she told me it was you. She said to tell my husband that
is this Frida?
No.
No, this is some lady from the grocery store.
That's me.
Are you the checkout lady?
Yes.
Oh, all right, bye.
Hold on, here's your wife, sir.
Okay, thank you.
All right, goodbye.
All right, goodbye.
Frida's laying a little Dalai Lama on people today. That's good.
I like that.
Tony, very cool.
My point about her is we were at this health club, and I'm lowballing it. You know, it says, what do you do? And I write down CBS, and the guy's showing us around. Mm-hmm. And Frida is talking as loud as she can as we're walking around the health club. She's going, oh, now, isn't this great? Look at this room. You know, this will be good for you because if we get a daytime membership, 5 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., you know, my husband works in the afternoon. My husband works on a radio station, and he won't be able to come in the afternoon for the morning. And, you know, the guy behind the desk, he finally puts two and two together. He goes, hey, wait a minute. He looks down at the thing where we signed our names, and he goes, you're Frida, and you said that he works on the radio. He looks at me, and he goes, you're boo-boo. That's right. Thank you.
I can understand. I can understand how that feels.
Thank you. Yeah. And I said to her, I said, why? And I said this right in front of the guy. I said, why do you have to speak so loudly? I said, you know, we're going through a place. It's not a library, but it's a health club. And
especially when you're new.
People are not yelling and screaming, and I already feel like a nerd because we're being given the tour. You don't really need a tour. You just need to know if they've got the stuff that you want to work out on.
Right.
But she, you know.
I know. She's very affable, and she's very gregarious.
Yes.
Your wife is very, very much so.
And always with this stuff, like with the garage door opener guy, she pulls me aside. Why did you tell him you work for CBS? I said, because I do work for CBS. She said, but you don't really work for CBS. I said, honey, I don't want to get into discussion with a redneck garage door guy because the next thing you know, I tell him what I do. Turns out he doesn't like our show. You know, then I got to get into the whole discussion about how can you do what you do. And I said, or he likes the show.
Right.
And then I'm stuck talking with the guy for a half hour about the show. It's better just to say to the guy, what do you do? I work for CBS. The guy goes, I like Survivor. I said, hey, me too.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
And that was it. End of discussion.
End of story. And sometimes it's appropriate, sometimes it's not. Most of the times I'm with you on that. It's very, very awkward.
I never do.
But most of the time, if I'm in a situation where somebody asks me what I do and I think they're cool, I'll tell them what I do.
I don't. I always lie. I always do. I do. It's just I'm afraid of what comes with it.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, you've told me the stories over the years and I get that, too. And sometimes I regret that I said it. Yeah, okay. So, yeah, thanks for your opinion.
Plural. Yeah, because you get that a lot, too. Oh, Don and Mike show.
You know, one thing is if somebody knows, and the thing is, at least sometimes you can hide behind a name. You know what I mean? I've got the real name, and so they're looking at the card, and they go, you know.
Yeah, right.
And it's a license, as you know, to sort of give their opinion about not just our show, because they might not listen to our show.
Any show.
Every show. Oh, my God.
And that's the problem. You know, Frida, how many Fridas in the world are there?
Not many.
So, you know, I think when we're filling out the application for this health club, thank God, I think this guy must not listen to the show because he didn't notice the Frida. But then the more she's walking around the health club, the more she's yammering
right
at her top voice level about every everything. Finally, the guy puts it together and he goes, oh, boo-boo.
Mm-hmm. Right, thank you.
Well, I stopped about a month ago wearing our satin jackets. Let's say Don and Mike show on them.
Okay, Paul Harris.
Made a purple satin jacket.
Let me get our winner. We got to tell that story about Paul Harris.
It's the best.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, call 100.
Yeah, thank you for waiting. Listen, what is your name?
My name's Nathan.
Nathan, where are you from?
I'm in Modesto, California.
Nathan, you've won the WWF Unforgiven prize pack, courtesy of Comcast Cable, Cox Cable. WWF Unforgiven, in demand, Sunday night, 8 o'clock, pay-per-view. Enjoy, my friend.
Thank you very, very much. I love my WWF.
Beautiful. Well, then you want to listen tomorrow when we have this wrestler. Well, let me ask you, do you know this guy, The Edge?
Yeah, Edge. He's a great wrestler.
You know him?
Yes, Edge, and I believe his partner, Christian.
Is he a good wrestler or a bad wrestler? You know, there are good guys and bad guys.
Yeah, is he evil or good?
I think he's what they call a tweener. He's kind of in between evil and good. Oh. He goes back and forth.
Oh, a tweener. I think, isn't that like Lisa's thing, that she loves wrestling?
Yes. Well, I know Lisa loves a good tweener. She loves a good one tweener. She likes a good wiener tweener. I know that about her.
I just thought she was into wrestling.
I think she is.
And she might like, I think this guy might be her favorite. I don't know.
Edge?
I'm not sure, though.
He's coming on tomorrow. Also tomorrow, from Survivor, Sue the Dykey truck driver.
Very good.
She will be joining us, unlike Colleen.
Prominently featured in the repeat episode last night.
Yeah, unlike Colleen, Sue's not letting us down.
Good.
She's going to be on the show tomorrow. And Friday, for our pull for NFL stuff, when we pick the pros until they scab and bleed, we're going to have the girl with the gigantic boobs on who does the weather on Fox NFL Sunday.
Oh, baby!
I don't even know what her name is.
Wow. She's the girl with the gigantic boobs that does the NFL Fox show.
Yeah. She just stands in front of a chroma key, and she's supposedly giving the weather forecast, but what she's really doing is just saying,
look at my breasts.
Look at these jugs.
Woohoo!
Are these gigantic?
And was it Howie Long that couldn't look at her the first week?
Yes, Howie Long, who they said looked like the Lincoln Memorial. He was just sitting straight forward, hands on his knees, eyes straight forward, looking away from the girl.
Not able to look at her.
Let's get a quick update from Jim the Contractor, who's now put up the fourth cart rack already.
That's right.
He is making great progress.
It looks good. You going to fit about 11 of them in there, Jim?
11 or 12.
Oh, fantastic.
11 or 12. That means very nearly 300 cartridges will be right here. Just a foot away from me. That's beautiful.
And pretty good with old Eagle Eye over there that said 12 cart racks would fit in there.
Not bad, Home Depot man.
Thank you.
Not bad at all. Look at the solid, sturdy construction.
It's wonderful labor. It's wonderful work.
That's beautiful.
You're getting your money's worth.
That's beautiful.
You're getting their money's worth.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
How is the future?
We're 48 seconds ahead of you, and I'll tell you this. It's looking pretty good.
It's really wonderful.
What are the Olympics like in the future?
The USA is winning a lot of gold.
The Olympics still suck in the future.
That's right. They suck in the future, but we are winning.
How are the giant boobs in the future?
Gigantic.
Bigger than you could ever imagine.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello? Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Hey, buddy.
Just to let you know, the name of that Fox Sports weather chick is Julian Barbieri.
Jillian, oh, right, because they always say Jillian and Jimmy, because they have Jimmy Kimmel pick the games, and then she does the weather.
Right. I love getting those TV people. You know who I hope we can get on for the next week? The one of the two guys that do those fleece pullover ESPN ads. Which I am ready to barf. I wish they'd pull that off.
I know what you mean where they go, hey, I've got Dan Patrick on the phone right now.
Where they make the ESPN guys larger than life, you know? Hey, sorry, Dan. We ran a, you don't have a subscription. You know, hey, Stuart Scott's on. Booyah.
You know, it's like that.
So jive.
To hawk their magazine, they didn't go to the same ad agency that does the great commercials for SportsCenter.
No, they went to some different, you know, standard agency that like gives you the typical fare, and
too
it's
bad.
It's so self-serving. You know, to me, it really is, but it's just badly done on so many different levels, and they run the hell out of all, you know, these two guys, they're taking subscriptions for, ESPN the magazine?
Yeah, and it used to be worse. Did you see the one that was the takeoff of the Lucy show? Remember that I Love Lucy where she's trying to put the candy into the box?
Yeah.
And she ends up having to put the candy something in her mouth.
Assembly
well, these two guys are on an assembly line because so many people are ordering this magazine and getting it for T-shirts.
That nice concept.
That the boxes that are on the rotating
the belt, conveyor
the belt, they keep going by so fast. These guys can't manage to put the shirts in the boxes fast enough.
I hate that. I truly hate
And have you ever tried to read ESPN, the magazine?
I equate it with the similar type of publication you'd get from, like, DirecTV or a satellite TV guide.
You know what it's good?
When?
And I mean this seriously. When you're drunk. When you're drunk,
like the show,
you look at ESPN the magazine, and it looks like the sporting news. When you're drunk,
mm-hmm.
Now when you're sober, and you look at ESPN the magazine, you go, oh, like the pages are in a jaunty angle. They've got weird graphics coming out of the corners.
Too busy, way too busy.
Yeah, right. It's perfect, though, when you're drunk.
I don't like cross-media. You know what I mean? They've got a perfectly good television network. They really do. They've done that fairly well, except for, you know, logging. And, you know, they try to do a magazine, you know. But I watch logging.
And like billiards.
Billiards, yes. I watch billiards when the Black Widow's on.
I love Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, listen, I got two good celebrity J-O'ers. Jim Nance. And Rudy Martsky.
All right, thank you, my friend. Speaking of that, get your tape to us.
Yeah.
Get those tapes to us. Get them to us now.
Hey, man.
You know, we got to have those tapes. Hey, Robbie, you know what? Don't load these here. Load the ones here that we use every day.
All
right. Let's just keep these racks for us right now. He's putting all these station promos in here.
No way.
No, there's no way the station tapes will be running in the racks that we had to strong-arm somebody to finally put in.
Exactly.
Let's put our own tapes in there, for goodness sake.
It's a good thing.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, can I talk to Don and Mike?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, this is Winona Ryder from Arlington. I love your penises.
Thank you, Winona.
How are you, Winona?
Thank you for loving our penises, our peni.
Do you remember me calling before?
I seem to remember that rather vividly, that you were talking about our peni.
I just have a little suggestion.
Yes.
It's kind of totally off the subject from what you're talking about. But I really get annoyed when your weather girl says her name is Lane Closure. I just think that's boring and dumb. Can you do something to change that?
I mean, she's the traffic girl.
I know, but we have to listen to her all the time. And that
Now, how would she possibly change her name when you've called her the weather girl and she's the traffic girl?
You know that that's not her real name, and she's just trying to be cute. And
No, honey, no, she's not. She's not trying to be cute. I told her to use that name.
No, let's tell the truth. That is her real name.
Lane Closure.
She's from the Phoenix Closures.
Get it? Lane Closure.
I know.
Get it?
Yeah.
Right. Lane Closure. Don't let it upset you. Think more about our penises. Okay?
Well, you know, if Lane Closure married Charlie Broyhill, she'd be Lane Broyhill, and you'd have two furniture manufacturers represented.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You like talking about Mike?
That's a good pull. I couldn't come up with the name of another furniture company to save my life.
Lane Broyhill.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Lane Broyhill, we're going over to see the Seelys.
Turn your radio down, please.
That Charlie Broyhill is a lazy boy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Turn your radio down.
All right, just a minute.
Please.
Hey, I'm sorry, man. Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
All right, you know, you're 43 seconds into the future.
48, honey.
And I'm 12 hours into the future. I'm listening to your tomorrow show.
Pardon me?
I don't get it. Explain it, please.
Actually, what it is, I've sent you my tape.
You've done what?
I sent you my J.O. tape.
Oh, you sent us your J.O. tape?
Yes, I certainly did.
When did you...
Is this a real accent that you're using, or is it a fake accent?
No. This is most definitely real. I'm calling from London. Hello?
Oh, you are not.
You're driving. Yeah. You're on the road right now listening to our show. You just had it turned up.
Excuse me.
You're not in London.
No, listen, I'm on the road. Sankey Avenue.
Oh, you know something? I think Fox ought to have a new show. When Dumb People Lie.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Yeah, can I talk to Don and Mike?
Yeah, you're talking to us. Hello.
Hi, Don. Hi. I used to listen to you guys when you were up on Lee Highway. You all used to do your outside shows. Do you remember an ambulance coming by and you used to have us blow the siren for you?
Yeah.
I remember that.
Like it was yesterday.
Well, I tried to call you yesterday. I agree with you with the Redskins. I'm going to watch every game and root against them.
All right, good man. Thank you.
See ya.
Bye-bye. What was he talking about? Do you remember?
I do. I don't remember, you know, specifically, but I remember we would do that, that there would be guys that would go up and down Lee Highway with sirens.
And we did forget to tell our Paul Harris story.
Oh, yeah.
There was this disc jockey that we worked against. Big, fat. I mean, you know, fatter than us.
Really horrible, too. I mean, really just a really non-talented guy. We always had, and that's really the number one. We have to say, that's the number one reason we didn't like the guy.
The guy was just a douche.
Right.
And one day, we were at Radio Day at King's Dominion, which is an amusement park in Richmond, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And they invite all the disc jockeys to come out for free so that the disc jockeys will talk about it on their show.
Right.
So, you know, we were young and stupid. We went. And at one point, we were all sitting at picnic tables. It was maybe 100 degrees that day, right?
Summer day. Beginning of the summer, early summer in Washington. Very hot.
I mean, hot and humid. And all the disc jockeys were all sitting at these big picnic-style tables, just sweating our balls off. And all of a sudden, around the corner, here comes this guy, Paul Harris, on a 100-degree day at an amusement park. He is wearing a purple WCXR classic rock jacket.
He looked like an idiot. There was somebody else with him, too, that had a purple jacket.
And he has, in giant letters on the back of the jacket, Paul Harris. You know, as if wearing a purple satin jacket
separated him from the crowd
is not enough. This guy had to have a jacket that had his name on the back of it. Like in baseball writing, you know how it says Dodgers on the front of the Dodgers uniform?
Right, right.
That's how it said Paul Harris.
Purple. The most ghastly thing you'd ever see. A kind of purple that really, you know, looked like when you see motor oil sitting in a puddle. It was that kind of purple. You know what I mean? It was horrible to look at. Really was.
That's sad.
What a dick he was.
He was indeed. Probably still is.
I don't know what he's doing now.
I bet he's out of radio.
I knew he was super, super into networking.
Yeah.
You know, that's really what kept him, like, employed for the last 2 years.
He's one of those guys that he bounced, like, from station to station to station. Every station he went to, he couldn't get any ratings.
Right, but he'd be able to get another job because he was Johnny Networker.
He did hang on. God bless him. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
You rule the planet, first of all.
Thanks.
The lady with the English accent.
Yeah.
I think that was the lady that called the other day whining about the JonBenet stuff. That said she was from Colorado or something.
Oh, you mean the Hitler lady?
Yeah, the Hitler lady. That was her.
That's interesting. I wouldn't doubt that. I'd say there's a possibility that's true.
Maybe. Could be. All right, thank you, my friend.
That was her. You bet.
All right, thanks for the call. We got to do a quick break. We'll have more of your calls coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, the muffler plant's gone too.
Yep.
The chocolate inside the dash, that really ups the resale value.
I think you're going to be okay here. They have a thin candy shell.
Glad you didn't know that. I think your brain has a thick candy shell.
Your brain has a shell on it.
Are you talking?
Shut up.
It's where opinions are like cowboy hats. The Don and Mike Show.
You'd have to say that we haven't played for 4 months. You know why?
And it's fresh. Now it's fresh. It's new again.
Even though it's old, it's from Tommy Boy, which means we filed it under the T's.
T's? We're upstairs.
Yeah. Everything from D through Z has been upstairs for the last 4 months.
So get used to hearing some oldies but goodies, some tapes that we haven't had for a while.
Some of our great staples, because our man, Jim the Contractor.
Jim is just doing it professionally and doing it very well today.
He's putting up the cart racks right now, a job that the engineers could have done at any time over the last 4 months.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's going to be a job that's going to be tops for Jim, tops labor-wise, maybe 5 hours.
Absolutely.
Right? He'll have all the racks put up.
Mm-hmm.
All the bitching will be done with, all the complaining will be done with. And look how relatively simple it is for him to do this.
Yeah, he said the only thing he would have done differently is put washers behind the screws. But
sure.
He says if we need those, he'll come back and do it.
Jim, how is the job going?
Fine.
Simple.
Fine.
Simple, yeah.
He's not a talkative man. I think we've established that. You know, you can tell this is a man that likes to take his work very seriously and not really, you know, engage in a lot of conversation.
He did tell me during the break, though, that if we gave him an extra 10 minutes, he would be glad to make a J.O. tape for us.
Oh, that's okay. Not like right here, no.
I think that you don't qualify for that, being as you just won a contest.
And we've seen you in person.
Being as we've just given you $1,000, but everybody else... That's right. That's the sound of J.O.ing. And don't forget now, get us your tape.
Absolutely.
A tape of you J.O.ing.
Get it to us quickly.
A videotape for Friday's big show when somebody wins a trip to Los Angeles courtesy of the National Enquirer. Was that you, Buzz?
Yes, it was. Excuse me. And don't stop after we get one. Keep them coming. I just have to say that every day. I can't help it.
Make sure when your videotape is shot, that it's you from the shoulders up. All we want to see is the shoulders and your face.
You don't have a cold, do you?
No.
No. Okay.
We don't want to see any of the business going on down there.
Right, exactly.
We don't want to see anything that comes out of you.
No, we just want to see your pretty face.
So send us your J.O. tapes. Bring them by the studios if you live in the D.C. Baltimore area. Don and Mike, World Broadcast Headquarters, giant CBS building on Main Street in Fairfax.
That's it.
Everybody else, send them to us. And if you live out of town on the West Coast or something, and incidentally, you people listening in New York on WNEW always screaming for a way to be involved in the show.
Mm-hmm.
J.O.
We'd like to see your J.O. tapes from New York City.
Long Island, it's time to J.O. Manhattan, it's time to J.O. The Bronx, Queens, J.O.
But remember, it's from the shoulders up, just your face.
Right. But even if you're sending it from somewhere as relatively close as New York or somewhere as far away as San Francisco in the Bay Area, probably going to have to pay $10 to get it FedEx here.
Absolutely.
To make sure it's here by Friday, send it to us at this address, Don and Mike J.O. Contest. Care of CBS.
There you go.
10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030.
Marvelous.
And today, for the first guy and for the first girl to bring their J.O. tapes down here live to the studio,
that's it.
We'll give each of them $100 extra.
A lot of money changing hands today.
Just forget the contest rolling.
Cool.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Did you know if you sit on your hand till it falls asleep and then you J.O., it feels like someone else is doing it?
We have heard that before, haven't we?
Yeah, but I would say the sensation of having your hand fall asleep would take away from the focus on, you know, Mr. Happy. That's just my opinion. Mm-hmm. You know,
always use lotion.
But if your hand was all tingly and stuff and pins and needles, that would be, you know, that would be discomfort that would take away from the pleasure of pleasuring yourself.
Yeah, you would be distracted because your hand would feel like ginger ale.
Absolutely. It would be no fun at all.
Right. Gotcha. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Sound like he was, like, doing it then.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You know what else we need? We also need a tattoo removal artist. Because we had a guy call yesterday, and he seriously wants to get the Washington Redskin tattoo taken off of his body.
He's angrier than you were.
And he wants to come down and do it on the show. His name is Chris. Or Eric, I'm sorry. His name is Eric. We're all for that, but we need a tattoo removal artist who can come down and erase it off or whatever they do.
You know, I'm wondering, is that a medical procedure, though? I think it is. I think that's a medical procedure.
Use lasers
it's
now. It's going to have to involve cutting or sanding or something.
Well, I think that's done by plastic surgeons. I think those are the only people that do that. I'm not sure. I don't think it's like, you know, I know what you're thinking. It's like one of the guys, the bald guys with the hoop earring.
Right.
That'll just come down here and sand it off. I don't know if
Jim's
got the tools. But you know, Don, I figure if we had a dog neutered here, we could certainly have a tattoo removed.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
Hi, Fez.
How you doing?
Hey.
How you doing?
Oh, come on. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, remember when Dennis spent a night at your house?
Oh, do I, sir. I remember it like it was yesterday.
You sure he didn't J.O. at your house?
You know, I really don't know. I fortunately never handled those sheets myself.
Did you burn them?
I'll have to ask my wife. I really will, because I'm not really sure. I don't think there was... But I think that
Did you give the sheets to Rob? Did you do the same thing with your sheets that we do with our old sheets?
We did throw them away.
No, you know what we do with our old sheets?
Why?
We give them to Rob for his meetings.
Oh, God.
Now, all I remember about Dennis staying at my house, seriously, is that I made him French toast the next morning, and I walked into a wall of death breath like I have never...
That's
long before we'd actually gotten on Dennis about his teeth.
Right.
And I walked down there, and he had had, you know, we'd had a few adult beverages the night before, and I came down with a tray with orange juice, French toast, and I went down with the microphone, and I was balancing everything, so I leaned forward, and I said, "Good morning, sunshine." And he was like, I think his first words out of his mouth that day were, "No, no."
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Orange. How you doing?
Turn your radio down. Come on, knock it off. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, can I use a dog and peanut butter for this contest? My little neighbor boy wants to know.
Oh, come on. No dog and peanut butter for this contest. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
Hey, I got a couple things for you. First of all, tattoo thing is a couple things you can do. You can either have someone come over and do a cover-up on it with another tattoo artist or something. But other than that, the removal usually involves several different processes, one of which is like a laser, which is, I don't think they'd be able to get that there. It's a big machine.
Yeah, but we could have a tattoo artist come in and turn the word Redskins into something else, couldn't we?
Or we could have the guy hack the arm off. Take the arm clean off. Is it on his forearm?
I don't know.
Or if it's on his bicep, that'd be a little...
A tattoo cover artist can usually cover over any tattoo. Any tattoo artist who's worth his salt can do it. It's just a matter of choosing another design that's going to cover it up and figuring out how to work it in there. Mm-hmm. And you'll never know it was there.
All right, thank you.
All right, call Reverend Fish. He's the best.
All right, thanks.
If we cut the arm off, it'd be no problem getting the arm to the laser beam. The guy could just wait here and we could send the arm out.
Yeah, and then, of course, the rest would be on microsurgery.
Exactly, but no problem. We
Hello.
Take care of that.
Donna Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you talking about those ESPN magazine commercials? They suck?
Yes, they do.
You guys seen those SWA Southwest commercials?
Southwest Airlines?
Yeah, during some football games.
Some of those are good, I think.
You're now free to move about the country. I like
that. The guy drops his coin in front of a movie theater and that chick gets under center?
Yeah, some of them are. That's not the stupid one, but some of those Southwest Airlines commercials are not bad.
Hey, I like the one. You ever see the one where they say we need a pilot? And then it's the guy that's president of Pilot Ben. That's a good commercial.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
How you doing?
You know, this guy won't hang up on line four. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I have a question about the J-O-ing contest.
I have a question about the J-O contest. Yes, sir.
About, like, the audio. Like if you have a tape or something, do you guys not want to hear that? Or?
Well, now, what do you mean, the audio?
I mean, do you just want
to... Oh, you mean like if you're watching a tape?
For those of us who need...
Right, yes, I understand.
But, we would probably rather that you turn down the sound on whatever you're watching.
Oh, okay.
Turn it to, you know, the volume you would use if someone else was in the house.
Is that a little better?
Yeah. Well, are you listening to it? Are you watching a tape now?
Well, no. Okay. No.
And, Mike, of course, that drilling sound you hear in the background, that's the sound of Jim the Contractor continuing to put up our cartridge rack.
Absolutely.
Well, actually, they're doing a little yard work, and I kind of turned the TV up to drown them out.
Right.
But about the J-O-ing contest, I was wondering, like, if you have back, you know, I don't, basically, should I mute the TV or?
No, just turn it down to a dull roar, but we really don't want to hear it on the TV.
Well, Mike said is really the best. Turn it to the level, like, are you married?
Yes, sir.
Turn it to the level that if your wife was in the house, that you'd watch it at. Right?
In the house?
Right? Okay. Well, you never watch porno with your wife in the house?
Yeah.
I have.
Oh, and then there was another question.
But I don't think there's anybody.
Bonus there. Points if both of us are on it.
What, wife, man and wife?
Yes, yeah. Yes. Absolutely. We give bonus for that, yeah.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
I think most of the people that do that would have the volume almost at a mute level itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because, I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, I don't want to go too much into detail about this, but when, you know, when there's somebody who's really loud,
do you know that?
You know, it's like, shut up.
Yes. Do you know that on Sunday? Before the games? I was at home by myself. I did. I got my jerk on. And I was sitting in the cave, in my cave. Because, now listen, understand, I have standards. I won't do this, like, in the family room.
Right.
Or down in the basement, in the areas that the family recreates in.
Mm-hmm.
I won't.
That's good.
I just do it just in my cave, just in my television room. And And I had the TV at the same volume as I had the football game on.
Because when there's no one in the house, there's no reason to turn it down.
But I realized that I had, because it was so beautiful on Sunday, it was like 65 degrees, I had every window wide open.
Oh, dear.
And I mean, when I run the TV in my TV room, because we got the big sound system in there, and Buzz knows, Buzz hooked it up for me.
Right.
I run that baby loud. I got like 200 amps coming out of that thing. And this
so perhaps two houses down, they were hearing,
very good chance.
Through the magic of surround sound.
Very good chance I would have heard that on my Vivid TV double feature. Yes.
Those are fine. Welcome to the real channel.
Channel 596. Which incidentally now is the only channel I buy.
I don't use any other channel.
Right.
You're going to see all the other ones come along. If there's a legal way they can do it. Because
do it.
I guarantee you that that's... You know, the people that are ordering that are...
And I guarantee, the next time the DirecTV bill comes to my house, my ass is grass.
You're a little higher price.
I mean...
$10.99.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be it. She's going to go ballistic. My wife's going to go OJ on me when she gets the next DirecTV bill.
Well, you know, it's beginning to be... a cost thing. It really is. And I think that one guy that called us one day and said, use a VCR, you know, tape.
Thinking about
use
it.
That idea. But, you know, the spontaneity of it is, you know, is gone.
I'm thinking about it. And, you know, I try to use...
Then you'd have to... But then on the elaborate hiding places you'd have to come
up
with...
Well, you know, my wife is so great. When she went out over to Spain with Bart for that school thing, she even gave me a DVD.
Right.
As a gift. She gave me one.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it's just a Playboy one where just the girls are taking their tops off.
And once you've had Vivid TV.
Yeah. You know what? And sad to say, that doesn't do it for me now.
No. Vivid TV has better films anyway.
Welcome.
I mean, not just because they're showing everything. They've just got don't you agree they've got better quality?
I watch... Listen, here's what I like. Oh, that's Jim the Contractor.
That's right.
What I like in my modern porno is I like video, not film. I like...
Yeah, same here.
Clean video.
Film usually means old.
But I like video that's done like in a studio where they have good lighting.
Right.
What I hate is video where like they pull off to the side of a road.
Or the pool.
And it looks like you're watching America's Funniest Home Videos. Yeah, and instead there's a bunch of stooping going on.
You like... You know what? You're coming on to our side now. Buzz and I have told you for years about good production values.
That's right.
And you like a good quality with good-looking people that are you know, that's done in an environment where, you know, they're pros.
Very true.
And there's some that are just really... It's obvious that some, you know, scum guy going out there and just got a handheld camera.
Right.
And now I'm finding, I'm ordering the $10.99 videos, and the only reason that they're $10.99 is because, you know, they're geisherific.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I never watched the geish part.
Right.
I only watched the first 20 seconds of one of these movies.
You know, and because the geish part is so brief, I'm probably in the same boat with you that I don't see that because... You know, when you're done, you're done.
That's why you need to do the tape. And I'll give you some tips on how to hide them.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think you had to hide them.
Well, I don't have to, but, you know,
but
if company
do,
comes over...
There's a difference between company, and then you have Frida and Bart.
Right.
I'm telling you...
I don't think anybody that hides... And 90% of people that hide those things, the wife is aware that you have those probably in the house anyway. But... You just, I think it's, you know, it's just like Chris Rock said. Every guy's got to have his secret stash.
Well, all I know is that my wife and my son, both of them, God bless them, they've got that radar.
Yeah.
That when it's in the house, they know it. I remember, I'm still horrified by the time that they decided that they were going to clean out all of the junk in the house. And I came home from work one day, and they're in a box... On the kitchen table, when I walked in from work, was a collection of tapes that I had discreetly hidden in my sweatshirt drawer.
Sweatshirt drawer. Oh, that's terrible.
They still had the titles on, like, Boob Town.
Yeah, don't do that.
I walked in and the box was just sitting there staring at me, and the first thing I said was, you know, hey, what are you doing going through my stuff? And she said... What are you doing with Boob Town in our house?
I think you were given Boob Town.
I was. I've not bought any of it. All of the porno I have,
that's
I've
back
been
when the,
given.
I think it was the Spice Channel was doing a promotion or something.
Right. They were a sponsor of ours for a while.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike show. But anyway, listen, I'm dead when that bill comes.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely dead because I've ordered at least 6 of those babies.
Ooh.
I mean, don't forget, I had that whole week when Frida was off
right.
in Spain, and then I had, like, 2 weeks after that when she was at the beach because Bart was still working up at the beach.
Six since when?
Since she went to Spain.
Since she went to Spain? That's not bad.
Maybe more than six.
A little more?
Maybe 10. It might be $100 with a porno on my next DirecTV bill.
Gotta tape them. Gotta tape them.
Hello, Don.
I might be able to beat you.
Do you like gangbangs, Don?
Do I like gangbangs? No, I can't
gang
get into
bang
that.
Videos.
No, I like one-on-one. I like girl-on...
better when they have a whole bunch of one.
No, I like girl-on-girl. That's
no,
really
I don't
still
like
best.
I hate gangbang. I hate that.
How about different races?
That's fine.
I can get into that.
Yeah, that's A-okay.
I do get oogied out of it's a brother.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind a sister.
Right.
A nice ebony queen.
Right.
But when it's a black guy, it's nothing racial, man. I just get ooged out.
Blacks,
but you know what?
Blondes. You don't like blacks and blondes?
Blacks and blondes?
Oh, yeah.
What's
a lot
blonde?
Of those.
What that's is that, like a black guy with a blonde
no,
girl?
Yeah, a black guy with a
right.
blonde girl. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But, you know, generally, it's not even so much that it's a brother. Generally, I don't like watching any guy on porno.
Mm-hmm.
I like nice... lesbian porno.
Mm-hmm.
That's what does it for me.
You too, Jim?
Black and blind. I was wondering what the...
Black and blind. Hey, Jim, I guarantee you could go into a store and find it. It's out there.
Jim,
absolutely.
Jim the contractor, come here. Tell us what your favorite kind of porno is.
Doggy style.
Oh, doggy style. That's a good choice.
You mean,
so that's the position. Is that that's your favorite position, or is that your favorite, like, looking at it?
That's my favorite position.
What about when you watch porno? Are you married, Jim?
Yes.
You are. When you watch porno, you have to hide it from your wife, right?
My wife is listening. I don't have any porno.
Oh, his wife is listening. Good. On those occasions...
Right.
On those occasions when you do see some porno...
She's got them in the sock drawer. She knows where they are.
She knows where they are. See? Every guy.
Mm-hmm.
Every guy. What kind of pornos do you like watching?
ones with no production value... And
nasty ones, just real nasty ones.
I don't like the ones where they try to have a plot. I like it where they just walk in and do it.
Yeah, you're right about the plot.
That's my man. That's Jim the contractor, everybody.
He's good honest man there. No production values. Way to go, Jim.
So he's sweating his ass off. He's working hard.
He is working hard
see
getting
big,
this all done.
See the big pit stains under his arms
yeah,
there?
Yeah, it's nice to know. And Alan would be happy to see that this guy is working real hard.
And he has up now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He's working on the 8th cartridge rack already.
Cool. This is going to be a different studio in a few hours.
That's a beautiful thing.
That is a good thing.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
The other thing I wanted to ask you, Don, do you ever pee in the sink?
No.
No? Well,
no.
You said to go in the deck. I figured you'd go in the sink, too.
I've never done that either at my home.
Yeah, have you at anyone else's home? I mean,
not anyone else's home either.
At a bar, a crowded bar.
Probably in a crowded bar.
Uh-huh.
Why, maybe.
Closer, though.
I've had to do it. I know. I don't. You know. I can't tell you where or when, but I know there might have been some occasion where there was like a broken toilet where I did that.
The urinal's taken. There's a line. You know.
I hadn't thought of this in a while in college.
Yeah, I can see that.
A guy we used to really all sort of pick on a lot. He looked a lot like Barney Rubble.
Mm-hmm.
But when we all got loaded enough, we would use his sink exclusively.
Oh.
Because he had his own bathroom.
So
we would always make our way in and just use it exclusively. And that would be, you know, 6, 7, 8 hours at a time.
And I told you the story about Mad Dog, who I lived in the fraternity house with. And Mad Dog, I was studying with this girl one night, and we were at the kitchen table, and we are studying. And Mad Dog was a sleepwalker. He used to sleepwalk all the time. It was actually funny, but it was funny to the point where we almost got used to it, where he would take a walk, and he'd come down, and he'd open the refrigerator and shut it and walk back up to his room. We'd crack up because he was sound asleep. Well, this girl sitting at the kitchen table one night, and Mad Dog comes walking down through the door and just unzips his fly and starts to urinate into the trash can. And she screams and runs out, and he doesn't even wake up. And then, of course, the next day, we moved all the trash cans into the men's room and put Mad Dog's urinal on it. Being the sensitive, kind college men that we were.
I know somebody, I can't say the name.
Yeah.
But I know somebody very close to me. Who allegedly one night had too much to drink.
Yes.
And first of all, let me say this is not about me.
Right.
Okay. Swear to God. Guy came home, bombed out of his mind.
Yeah.
Walked into his master bedroom, opened up his dresser drawer, and took a leak in there.
Wow.
That's a true story.
Really? Wow. Really?
Let me write down who that is.
I think you've told me, but I don't remember. Let me see.
Really?
Yep.
That's a good story.
Yeah.
Yeah. I admire you for honoring that. That's a name that will never be said publicly.
I feel like he'd appreciate me saying that. You want to know who it is, Rob?
Yeah, who was it?
Yeah, that's...
would I know this person?
Yeah, of course you do.
Oh, okay.
Take a look.
There you go. Very good.
Sure, everybody knows him.
Our secret.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got some porno spoofs for you there.
Some what?
Some porno spoofs.
I think we've heard them all.
Have you heard of Pulp Friction?
No.
Foreskin Gump?
Yeah, we've heard that one before.
Who's Licking Gilbert's Grapes?
That's going back a ways.
All right. Thank you.
Very good.
All right.
Pulp Friction, we have one winner in there.
And he's out. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, one time my brother and I, we used to go back to Montana and work on my uncle's farm. He lived upstairs in my grandmother's house. He's like 50 years old, never married. Anyhow, we got home one night and we're laying in bed and we weren't even asleep yet. And my uncle comes in and he gets in bed and he said he had to pee. He gets back up. My brother's suitcase is right next to his dresser. And my uncle went over and filled up the suitcase. So the next day, my grandma had to do all his laundry.
Yeah. All right, thank you, my
friend. Wife,
was I listening? Was I half listening, or did he say something like his uncle crawled into bed with the kids?
No. There are two different beds in that room.
Oh, okay. All right. I was just confused.
I had the same thought also.
Kind of like you were going out to work on your uncle's farm, and then your uncle hopped into bed with you or something like that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, I got a funny pee story for you.
All right, one more. We got a break.
Okay, a good buddy of mine from the military was away at training for 2 weeks. And the last day, they all went out and got bombed. And during this training, while you're out doing your, field exercise, you just kneel down, you take a knee, and you pee right there when you have to go. This guy slept, walked, kneeled down in the center of the barracks there and peed all over somebody's duffel bag, all over the guy's clothes, all over his uniforms, all over everything.
Oh, that'll get you hazed.
That's a wonderful story.
That was Private Pyle.
Thank you, Private Pyle. Thank you. Goodbye. We got a break. I think we have Stossel coming in today. Hopefully someone will be showing up with a J.O. tape momentarily. And we have the girl who was in here naked last week.
Yes.
Who won the date with the guy.
Right.
That she might be taking to Iceland with her.
Yeah, the guy, the kind of Ken doll guy.
Right. They went out on a date last night to find out if they're compatible so that she can take him to Iceland with her.
The teacher and Sean, I think the guy's name.
That's it. The names are Kathy.
Kathy and Sean
will be talking to them also right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I got something here you might want to see. I hate when people talk during the movie.
Who let the dogs out?
It's the lay of the land, my friend. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, as we still wait for our first male and first female J.O. tape,
yes,
to be dropped off at the station today.
But the body was nice.
We're ready for Charlie Stossel, who's no stranger to J.O. himself. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Don.
Charlie, of course, joins us every week to talk movies. And before you talk movies this week, and before we get to your mailbag, and you're jam-packed.
I have a mailbag.
You're jam-packed this week.
Yeah, keep them coming, folks.
Charlie, I know that you have a few ad-lib off the top of your head comments you'd like to make about some establishment.
Called Doc Harry's, who brings me here each and every week. Go there just for the fried cheesecake.
The fried cheesecake is fantastic.
Little doppels on graham cracker crust.
Doppels?
Cheesecake.
Little doppels?
That's a new word. I just made it up.
Very nice.
Doc Harry's is on Multiplex Drive in Centerville. Call them at 703-815-RIDS.
Beautiful. Charlie, have you met Jim the contractor?
Jim, how's it going? Doing good.
As you can see, look at the work deck.
It's amazing.
Can you see that?
You know, a little bit of executive decision on your part
gets
the job done.
Ain't that beautiful?
Inexcusable this has taken so long.
You're right, Charlie. All right, let's get right to the mail, as you can see.
Boy, there's a ton of mail for him.
The first letter comes from Pat Morse, the pool skimmer from
Deuce Bigelow,
California. And then we also have something from an inmate, an inmate who's made a book about you.
Another book!
Oh, can I have the cover?
Another book.
Is that the inmate himself on the cover?
No, he's taking pictures out of magazines.
Oh,
and he's,
that's scary.
Let's start with the letter from the pool skimmer in Sacramento.
Again, the top flight stationery, the crayon.
Here, Don and Mike. Charlie Stossel's diary. This is the format he writes to you now.
Yes, he does.
July 25th, 2000. Dear diary, It's been a very good day. Excuse me. It's been a very sad day in the Stossel studio. I've just discovered that Bobby's mother and little Bobby himself have obtained a restraining order against me. The document stipulates I cannot be within 5 miles of Bobby at any given moment. In addition, I can no longer call Bobby on my princess phone line. And the love letters which I wrote to Bobby on a weekly basis have to stop immediately. It seems that whenever Bobby spent time with me, he would have night terrors for the next several days. Bobby also developed a condition known as endonitis, which is a severe skin rash caused by excessive bathing and scrubbing. July 30th, 2000. Dear Diary, I've decided on a career change. I'm going to trade in my red vest for my regular camp counselor clothes. I've decided to become a scoutmaster for all the 8-year-old boys of Troop 69.
He's going for that open nerve, isn't he, Charlie?
That, you know, it doesn't bother me.
Good.
Life is good.
Hold on.
F him.
Just wait.
Okay.
However, the first thing I have to do is have my numerous pedophile convictions overturned or expunged. August 5th. 2000. Dear Diary, I'm so excited I can hardly contain myself. I just found out that the Montgomery County courts have lost all 12 of my pedophile convictions. That means I can now become a scoutmaster.
Oh, God. The boy is very happy about that. Sure.
August 12th.
All 12.
August 12th, 2000. Dear Diary, in 2 days I'll be taking 25 young boys on a hiking trip for 8 days.
Yeah.
For this to be a successful trip, I'll need to bring the proper provisions. Checklist reads like this: 2 Playgirl magazines, lipstick, mascara, eyeliner, blush, perfume, fingernail polish, earrings, 6 tall candles for mood lighting, hair remover, nylons, 1 case of Vaseline, 4 large red rubber balls to muffle the screams, 2 small GIMP blindfolds, 4 cases of tissues to wipe the tears.
Oh, God.
August 20th, 2000. Dear Diary, I've never been so exhausted in my life. These last 8 days have been a whirlwind of activity. My right arm and wrist are so tired, I feel like they're going to fall off my body. The right hand has more calluses than Ken Stevens has skin tags. While my right hand was vigorously pumping, my left arm was constantly wiping the tears away.
Oh, that's cool. There you go, back.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Pat's taking it. Took it over the line a little bit.
Let me see. Okay. The kids get extensive counseling for surviving such a traumatic ordeal from an overweight, sweaty, perverted albino ticket taker. Pat Morse. P.S. I wrote this letter over a month ago. You read a letter a couple of weeks ago referencing a restraining order and Forehead Boy being a scoutmaster. I just want to let Don and Mike know it was a coincidence. I don't need to steal other people's material. Now that you got that that goddamn bloated ticketator who loves children but can't get laid by a woman.
Oh, please.
So apparently what he's saying here is that
he's saying that his material is his own and he's not stealing material from anybody.
He's also wrong about the bloated and the getting laid. He's so wrong.
Is it Pat Morse? I'll tell you that's the first one you've written that doesn't get...
No, there have been a lot.
A glowing review.
There have been a lot.
Yeah, I mean, he's
lost it. He go back to cleaning the pools.
Yeah, well, that was one where he just had a little trouble knowing where that line was.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then we get this from the guy in prison, Scott Breeze.
Is this the scary guy?
This is the guy who called, wasn't he?
Right. And he's actually written a book.
This is a higher quality book.
Oh, this is the white collar criminal.
Yes. Charlie and Scott, a photo memoir of two guys whose paths are bound to cross. And then I open it up and it says, Memories, the story begins.
Handwritten.
It was in the turbulent decade that was the 60s. Two boys were born. Their paths were divergent, but destined to become together one day. To be one. One grew up to be a law-abiding average Joe. A guy who goes to work every day, pays his taxes, and does his utmost to the very best ticket-taking, popcorn-buttering aisle monkey he can be. He's the one who makes good dough, gets laid, and comes on my effing radio and brags about it while I sit in this stinking, bug-infested hellhole next to a psychotic a-hole who wants to scream for his mommy all night. Well, if he loved her so damn much, He shouldn't have brought that chainsaw home from work and did what he did to that poor woman. Yeah, that's what I've got to listen to 24/7 while Glory Boy has his own sponsor on Wednesdays. And is it my fault I've never had the chances he did? Is it my fault mother spent so much time at the state hospital and father was too drunk to do anything with his no-account kid but lock him in the fruit cellar? Is it my fault one day I vowed, I promised, if I ever got out of that dirty cellar, I'd show them all?
Making a weird turn.
It is. Finally, one day it came to me. I could become Charlie. Oh. If only I could make him be part of me.
Uh-oh.
Be in me. Be food for my soul. The food, yes. Food is the key.
Then for the pigs.
If you eat someone, they will always be with you. Be a part of your life. You can be them, and they you. So this is also the story of that other little boy and the hopes and dreams he has.
Wow.
And it goes on.
Is that his preamble?
Their stories.
Oh, my God.
Ma and Pa Stossel were very close growing up as brother and sister.
Not say to
have. So they naturally married young.
Is that a picture of Ma and Pa Stossel?
It wasn't long before they started a family. And our story begins.
It's like a picture of somebody from the Ukraine.
Yeah. A couple of hillbillies. And it says, unable to conceive, the Stossels decide to have Ma's massive vagina artificially inseminated.
Not good. He's going after mom and dad.
Specially equipped aircraft make short work of a big job. And there's a picture of an airplane.
Very good.
9 months later, Charlie is born. And this looks like a picture from the movie Alien, where the thing's coming out of Sigourney Weaver.
That's exactly it.
In Queensland, in the tiny town of Charlieville. And he's actually found a map of some country named Queensland.
I think Queensland is a province in
Australia.
Or a territory in Australia.
And an actual town called Charleville.
Okay, so he's like gone to an atlas.
At an early age, Charlie develops an interest in the theater industry. Now here's like a picture of a little kid wearing an usher uniform. His first job is as an usher and towel boy in a triple X gay movie house and Turkish bath. Meanwhile, a world away from Charleville, Mom and Pop Breeze have a little boy, too. Mom and Pop Breeze. And then he has a picture of what looks like Alice Cooper and Marilyn Manson.
Boy, wow. little look at himself there. Huh?
The author at six, among the graves of his many childhood pets.
Oh, God.
And it's a picture of that kid who was in The Omen.
This is just walking.
A creepy one.
Every now and then, there's just that little creepy moment.
By age 10, Charlie is cross-dressing and hitting on old guys in the park. Oh, those carefree days of youth in Queensland. And there's a picture of, like, a little girl sitting with her grandpa. Then it says, sadly, Charlie is finally outed by Father Damien at his first communion. The Stossels leave Queensland in shame. And then they have a picture from The Exorcist and the priest is saying, is that a cross in your pocket, or are you just glad to see me?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, this is all...
This is interesting.
I'm feeling uncomfortable.
It's very... Yeah, but okay, it's interesting.
Now wait till you see the next picture. Ignoring Father Damien's dire warnings about the sins of the flesh, Charlie develops a nasty rash from excessive masturbation. And he must have got this picture out of
the
medical journal.
Textbook.
Because
what the hell? What is
that? That's a penis.
Yeah.
Take a look at it. Take a look at that.
God.
That is like some.
Oh, that is horrible.
Horrible penis.
Ooh.
That is horrible.
Ooh, no lotion will help that.
Very, very creepy.
The author was growing up too. Here he attends his first dance at age 12 with a local girl who mysteriously vanishes.
There's a picture of a guy cutting a girl's head off. Oh my God.
Other milestones. The author learns the truth about Santa Claus's reindeer. It's a picture of some kind of reindeer sacrifice. Charlie gets his braces off. It's an animal from a movie. Charlie's first pap smear.
Oh, my God.
There's some gross pictures here. At age 15, Pa Stossel decides to toughen the boy up and signs him aboard a Turkish freighter. Charlie quickly makes friends with Vlad and Mustafa, who make him dress like a peasant girl and sing gypsy tambourine. Back in America, the author opens a nipple-piercing booth at Ocean City. We have a picture of that. Charlie leaves life at sea to settle down with his sixth-grade sweetheart.
Aww.
Some of these pictures are indescribable.
Yeah. Oh.
Another what sad chapters.
Doing prison.
Charlie's beard leaves him for another woman. Then there's a picture of two women together.
Right.
A nasty scene ensues. You've been wearing my panties. Don't hurt me. The author, too, marries but divorces with the Pope, declares his wife to be the Antichrist. Now, because of that maniac bitch, most women are afraid of the author. But truly, despite his frightening appearance and undeserved reputation, the author is just a big, lovable guy with the heart of a young boy. He keeps it in a jar in the basement. And, of course, there's a photo of
a human heart. Yes, wonderful.
Wow.
Other police photos from the author's basement lab.
Oh,
this photo is too weird to describe.
Oh, my God.
It looks like a table with about 50 prosthetic arms on it.
Oh, yeah, it's just a whole bunch of prosthetics.
Right.
Is it very odd, very strange.
And finally, the author enjoys brunch at his new home. There's a picture of a guy in jail eating a piece of bread. And now our story ends for now. Two lives whose paths have gone down different roads for now. Two souls who shall not join as one for now.
For now.
So the author waits and smiles a little smile when he dreams of the day those two paths will finally cross.
One day when I'm...
The day when he can have gone. An old friend... over for lunch.
Cannibal.
And then, of course, yeah, it's a picture of a cannibal, some guy who's eating another guy. And it says, the end, question mark.
Well, you know, day that I disappear.
Charlie, for a guy who just comes on this show and reviews movies, you sure do get some mail.
I do.
You get the most interesting mail we've ever had on this show.
Interesting is the word.
You sure do. Wow. So there you go. There's your mailbag today.
I like all the faces. We're all reacting the same way to that. We're all kind of, yes, we were amused, but it's kind of creepy.
There's your letters today from from the pool skimmer.
I'll add this to the safety deposit box.
Save it all.
And the coal box.
And from the guy in jail.
Wow.
Is there anything new at the movies this week, Charlie?
Yeah, what the hell? There are three.
Are you able to go
after
that?
I get a little nerved out.
No, I'm sorry.
You know, I'm hooked out, and it wasn't even about me, but I mean, you must be feeling a little weird after that.
I got Pat Morris's address is all I know. We'll start off with Urban Legends 2, The Final Cut.
Oh, what a waste this movie is, right?
So the first movie, there was a little originality to it, but mostly we used to get a few bucks.
I wish they'd make good horror movies, you know, more good horror movies.
About one moment.
All right.
This is where student filmmakers decide to film a bunch of urban legends. And one by one, the filmmakers all start disappearing. Shocker.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
That's
okay, well, thank you for the lack of TPS, TV's plot summary. How many porcelain dolls do you give it?
One and a half.
One and a half. That means he didn't like it much.
He hated it.
You want to see now a horror movie?
Yes.
The Exorcist is being re-released.
I am curious about this.
This week, with about 15 minutes of additional footage.
Which is weird. That would get me to the theater. That would get me to the theater.
This movie, 30 years later, is still the scariest, most frightening movie ever made. And with what they did, there's only one scary scene that they added to it, just a lot of peripheral stuff. There's a lot more of the imagery, the flashing faces that weren't there before. The film, the print itself has been all cleaned up, so it's been digitally redone. It's
so if you were to go, to see this, let's say you haven't seen it. I haven't seen it since it was in the theater.
Go again.
Will it be
as good as shocking?
Haven't seen this since it's been in the theater? You never, like, watched a tape or anything like that?
You know, if it's on HBO, I'll flip to it for a second, then I'll flip away. But, I mean, I haven't sat down and really devoted.
No, it holds up after 30 years. It's difficult to find a movie that has met this level of terror, scary, frightening.
And the new stuff that's been added, even though you said it was just one major scene, does it really help?
No, one scary scene that I looked at this and went, the scary scene. And what pissed me off is AOL, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, you could log in on AOL, and you could link to the clip, the good clip that they're now running. I don't know if you can do that anymore on AOL, but the one scary part, the rest of it, for example, at the end when the car drives away, there's another scene afterwards. Has nothing to do with the plot. A scene with her, with the little girl Reagan and the doctor, more with her and her mother doing a few little things.
Yeah, but you know something? I'd go to see it if it was cleaned up to see it in the theater again, because it's a great movie.
It's cleaned up and it looks great, and I can't say enough good things about The Exorcist.
How much business do you think this movie's going to do, the re-release of The Exorcist?
It was released in three markets back in the spring. It was in Ann Arbor, in Austin, and Anchorage and did great business. Mm-hmm. And Warner Brothers said, well, geez, if it's going to do well in these smaller markets, let's push it into some big ones.
Is it going to open wide tomorrow night? Night?
Maybe 3 or 4 million. I don't think it's going to be huge, but it, if you want a good night out and scaring your ass off.
Perfect timing for it, too, because I think it's kind of a dull period of the movie.
It's a very bad.
How many dolls do you give the re-release?
$4.
Yeah, four. It's a fantastic movie.
$4. Okay.
And the wide release this week of Almost Famous, which we touched on this a little bit last week, that this is maybe one of the better movies I've seen in years. So well written by Cameron Crowe about a young rock and roll rider. He's 15, kind of semi-autobiographical with Cameron Crowe. He goes on the road with this band, Stillwater, which is a combination of all these bands that Cameron Crowe went on the road with in the past, like the Eagles and Zeppelin and Who and the Allman Brothers and people like that.
Is this funny? Is this movie a lot of funny moments?
No, it's not a lot of funny. It's just very well done. It's a dysfunctional family. Everybody eventually becomes part of this weird family on the road where you may not be with the group. Kate Hudson's character might be with another band, but they're still in the same family. They all know each other, and they see each other on the road in different stops. And it's just an interesting behind-the-scenes look at 1970s rock and roll music.
You know, a friend of mine who saw this movie said to me, you'll like this movie because it's like Jerry Maguire in this regard. Jerry Maguire was a football movie that was true to football, mm-hmm. that had some funny parts, mm-hmm. but it was really basically a real emotional movie. Right. He said exactly what he did in Jerry Maguire, he does in this movie.
With rock and roll?
Except being football, it's all very true to the rock and roll part.
It's very true. I mean, I certainly have never gone on the road in the early 70s, but to watch this and the infighting that goes on with the band and this kid trying to be accepted at the age of 15, his mom, played by Frances McDormand, who is a riot.
Oh, yeah.
Virgo.
Yeah.
All she is concerned about is him not taking drugs and coming back. And anytime she calls, it's in the middle of an orgy or if it's in the middle of this big drug party that's going on, and she just freaks out.
And Goldie Hawn's daughter's in it. And
Kate Hudson.
She shows her teeth. How are they?
It's a very quick flash.
But how are they?
They're small.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it's a very quick flash. It's almost, she's doing kind of a pirouette, and the blouse or robe kind of flies open for 1 second. That's it.
How many porcelain dolls?
Four. Four.
And now, the pride of Puerto Rico. Here's Movie Man, Charlie
Dunn. I'm sorry, we were playing something while you were saying that. What were you saying?
Almost Famous and Gladiator. Right now, two best movies I've seen this year.
Nah, that's not what he was saying. What he was saying is he wants to get more mail.
More prison mail. All right, Sean.
All right, guys.
We will see you next.
See you later.
Bye.
Charles Stossel.
There he is, everybody.
Goes on and gives us the movie reviews after he has to deal with those very uncomfortable letters.
It's so funny. The guy comes in for what is basically a very inoffensive bit.
Right.
Every goddamn disc jockey in America does this, where you have some movie expert who comes on to talk about movies.
Of course.
But once again, our great listeners, they've turned it into something 100% better than that.
Absolutely.
With their twisted goddamn mail. Oh, love that. How are we doing on the racks, Robbie?
We got the first dozen up, and he's about to put up number 13.
Oh, look. There you go.
Look at that, Mike.
An entire wall of cart racks.
It's done.
Totally put in.
Look at that.
Cool. That's beautiful.
Fantastic. Why don't you grab one and just play it?
Oh, damn. That's, you know, now I got so many to go to. Here you go.
All right, good. I want to hear a new one. A new old
quiet. All right, well, that was not a new one.
That's when we've heard those. I guess the new ones aren't in yet, huh?
That was an old one.
The new old ones aren't in yet.
Well, don't put the old ones here. Put the old ones over there. Put new ones out. See, I know what he's doing. He's putting the ones that we use most often.
Right.
Closest to me.
Yeah, we have to use that one. Quiet.
Quiet.
That's all that counts, for God's sakes.
Right.
Flabbergast.
Flabbergast. Right, let me see. Go grab me, Robbie, just go grab me anything that's new now outside.
Now, are all the ones downstairs from me and upstairs?
Yeah, Lisa's brought down, I think, 800 cartridges this afternoon.
Fantastic.
She was using the giant push cart.
Good.
Okay, here you go. Here's a rack of W's.
W's.
Here's a whole rack of W's.
Wonderful.
Oh, all right, look it. Here's one.
Good.
Now, this is an old one. We haven't heard this for a long time. Look at this from White Men Can't Jump.
Hey, yo, man, you said we was going to business.
Oh, man, shut your anorexic, malnutrition, tapeworm having, overdose, Dick Gregory, Bahamian diet drinking ass up. Leave me alone.
Right?
Nice.
I mean, it's a small part of the show, but this is the fabric that weaves the show together.
I agree. It's good to hear these again.
From the W's. It's been 4 months since we've played this one.
What you see is what you get. Females for hire.
Oh, here you go.
It's been a while.
From the Y's. from the Wiz.
Hey, Omeo said we were going.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yoko Ono.
That's right.
We have not played that. I haven't missed that one. But I have. I'm lying. I have. There you go. The music of Yoko Ono, ladies and gentlemen.
There she is.
Making its triumphant return to the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, I'm so happy. I'm not even turning those off. All of our tapes are back in the studio where they belong.
Yay.
Don't worry. All right. Enough of that one. But all the other ones. Oh. We got all of our Who Wants to Be a Millionaire tapes, like when he had that fag on.
Hey, who stepped on the cat, hey?
Got all of our Wayne's World tapes, all of our X-File tapes. Oh, damn.
Fantastic.
So good to have them back.
Look at that. You're clutching it. You're hugging it like an old friend.
I'm actually hugging this cartridge rack.
You're making love to that cartridge rack.
Ah, you son of a bitch. I'm so happy to see you. All the tapes are falling out. I was hugging it so much. Oh, that's great. All the tapes are back. Finally did it.
You did it.
Jim the Contractor.
Way to go, Jimmy.
You the man.
Good job, buddy.
Now, let's celebrate with some Yoko Ono.
Yeah, listen to her. She can really turn a phrase. And remember, it's not the lyrics, it's the melody.
Yeah, I know everybody's missed that tape for the last 4 months.
Oh, I say, I'd love to hear her live.
Okay. Well, it's here. If we need it now.
Yep.
See, now everyone can rest easy knowing that the Yoko Ono alarm is back in the studio.
And that's exactly what it is, ladies and gentlemen. It's an alarm. It's not like we just play that. If somebody says the word Yoko Ono, that's what happens. Like that.
What do we got here, Jim? What did you just give me? Hold on. Into the microphone. I can't hear what you say. What?
Just making sure my power tools still work. I was giving it to you.
Hey.
There you go. You're doing a good job. Really sweating. Really working hard and sweat. Make sure you keep that sweat if Alan comes back here. You know, that's terrific. What's that?
I want to make sure he understands that I am working hard.
That's what you are. I mean, I'm an eyewitness.
We'll test
Alan, Alan will be gratified.
Absolutely he is.
Are you drilling the microphone?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just drilling the windscreen. Coming very close to actually drilling the real microphone.
Right.
I'm going to drill a hole in the windscreen now. Let's see how skilled I am.
Very good.
How close I can come without actually drilling the actual microphone.
This is an experiment.
Oh.
Better have another one.
No.
It's a powerful windscreen.
Damn, it is.
How come he can't get through that?
Well, because I'm afraid to get close enough.
Oh, yeah, if you really went, like, straight in.
Ah, there we go.
I love Charlie's face.
Look at that. How about that? You don't get any more close to danger than that.
You know, the reason you weren't able to get through that, you weren't drilling with a real drill bit. You were drilling with a Phillips screwdriver bit.
Right. But still. Look at that. Right now, as I speak to you, I have a moving Phillips head screwdriver going through the windscreen on my microphone.
There you go.
I'm very dangerously close to ruining a very expensive piece of equipment.
That's terrific.
Isn't that great? Oh, Christ.
Oh,
there you go. Beautiful. Thank you, Jim.
Good job, Jimmy.
Jim the Contractor.
Thank you.
He's the man.
He is the man. And look at that wall. You know what? Looks like it was designed for it, doesn't it?
Yep.
It really looks like it was designed for it.
Wall of cartridges is up. Oh, I know we got to do a break, but Lisa says we do have a J.O. call on the line.
Excellent.
Hello, a J.O.-er.
No, not me. Not me.
You're not the J.O.
No. I don't even know if I should be telling you this, because it might be illegal, but here, let me just tell you the story, okay? We were at... Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we were at Beach Week, right, when we graduated, and we were gonna take my friend and I... this chick, we were gonna tape, you know, having sex with this chick. And
wait a minute, who was gonna tape it?
We set the camera up at the hotel, just sitting on the table, right?
So she knew the camera was there.
No, she didn't. But it wasn't her. It didn't happen.
Okay.
But what happened was we closed the door, And we locked the door. You know, everyone had a queue, about eight or ten people in the hotel. You know how it goes.
All right, so you got a camera going in a room.
Yeah. And one of my friends goes in there thinking no one's in there, and we catch him on tape, J-Owen, whatever he said.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That tape we wouldn't want.
No, we wouldn't want that tape at all.
Oh, my. It is the funniest thing.
Yeah, but we want a tape.
But, you know, it does back up your theory that's funny.
Watching a tape of a guy, J-O, would make you laugh your ass
off. Yeah, but you don't want to give that to us, and they.
Oh, you're checking it. I know, but he's. Oh, you're right. I guess. I know. I shouldn't have said it. But all my friends.
But it is. No, I mean the idea that you have the tape and it was with friends. I mean, that's kind of funny. Actually,
that's kind of what got the whole contest going. Mm-hmm. I said it would be funny to watch other guys. J.O. I know it's queer as hell.
Mm-hmm.
He's checking the door. It's so funny. I mean, he's checking the door with you know what in his hand and looking through the peephole. Because people are coming, it's great.
All right. Well, we'll get the guy to send us a regular tape. Just, you know, from the shoulders up.
Yeah, it's got
to
be, you know, all the tapes we're going to receive are, you know, known that people know they're on camera. Right?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah.
But okay.
I got a funny story for you guys. A buddy of mine and we were getting drunk one night, and a friend of ours and his wife come over, and she had a video camera that she had just bought. Well, we sit down and we're watching it. And she decides to video us while we're getting drunk. Well, we decide to watch it, and it comes to the end of that night, and then it pops on her J-O-ing with the camera. You know, the camera was sitting on like a
what?
Bed stand or something.
I don't know. You know, we're getting what guys think are funny stories, but actually what we're looking for are really people really J-O-ing into the camera for our contest.
Exactly. That's what we're looking for.
This is not story time about J-O, folks. We are looking for, and again on Friday, we're giving away a trip to Los Angeles to the best J-O tape.
That's it.
You tape yourself J-O-ing. All we want to see is your shoulders and your face. Get the tape here to us.
Absolutely.
Don and Mike, World Headquarters, CBS, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030.
Keep them coming.
For a free trip to Los Angeles. The big show will be Friday. We're offering $100 for the first guy and the first girl to get their tapes to us. We'll be right back, because we have to do this now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you guys had shirts on when you came in here.
Something happened to him,
Mom. Come on, Mr. Cole. You just put the shirts back on. See that sign?
No shirt, no shoes, no ties.
Oh. Right. Learn it. Know it. Live it.
Offering the audio equivalent of manual relief. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, the girl's here with her tape. She's a prize winner. We're going to have her very first entry in the J.O. contest. Fantastic. Good-looking woman.
Yeah.
Really?
Making her way into the studio right now. She's coming in the front door. We're going to scrounge up a TV set, the VCR.
Very good.
And we'll all watch the tape to see exactly what's happening. If it's funny or if it's not funny.
It's going to be interesting any way you slice it.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Slice.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
I'm on the air?
Yeah.
Cool. Don.
Yeah.
This is Don? I'm on the air, huh?
Yes, Don and Mike. Hello?
Oh, Don.
Yes.
You can masturbate me.
Wanted to make sure he was on the air first.
Hello?
Always nice to have
Don and Mike. What, Robbie?
It's always nice to have permission.
Hello.
What's going on?
Yeah, so many times I just force myself on people.
I know.
The way you are.
You're just such an aggressive man.
I must masturbate you now.
Oh, God.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike?
Hi.
You ready for this one? This is Predator.
A Predator guy.
You ready for
this? Now, hold on. Did you hear Forty call the other day?
Forty had some advice for you.
What is that?
First off, Mr. Forty said that you shouldn't announce yourself as the Predator guy. That you should just call, and you should just go right into whatever you're doing.
Because we know you by now. Just start.
Well, you know, Mr. Forty can eat a fat... Anyway.
So you I mean, you're not giving Forty back any love there?
I'm just trying to give you some advice from your peeps.
Hey, man, that guy couldn't even... He didn't even know when Jadakiss was calling, so, you know.
All right, I guess the hell with
him.
The hell with
him. All right, what do you got, Predator guy?
All right, check this out. You ready?
Yeah.
Don't try and answer this until I finish.
Okay.
All right. He would never, ever give me any attention. He would never give me any time. Just shut up. because the sun rises and falls by him, as far as you're concerned. You will give him another chance. Clean up, go home. Yes, but he didn't shut up. I said, clean up, go home. What's that?
I have no freaking idea. Is it a gangster movie?
Yeah, it is.
Is it The Godfather?
You're going to get three tries. That's one.
Casino?
That's two.
All right, what gangster movie? Be some obscure gangster movie.
What is it?
You got one more chance.
All right, Rob guesses the movie Mafia that had Jay Moore in it.
Nope. Mm. Oh, we're sorry.
What is it?
It was from the movie Heat.
Oh, now, you know what? Technically, yes.
That is a gangster
that
movie.
That counts, and that one we should have known.
Is that the one with
Al Pacino and Val Kilmer.
Yep.
Okay. Maybe the greatest violent scene outside of some of the Godfather movies.
More violent than Scarface and the chainsaw scene?
Yeah, well, when they do the bank robbery scene right at the beginning of the movie Heat.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. We should have had that one. Okay, you have us. You won that round.
I got one more for you.
Okay.
Just tell me what this is. I'm only going to give you one guess because you know it's a Schwarzenegger movie.
Okay, go.
Hey, Killian, I'll be back.
Oh, that's
only in a rerun. What's that?
Is that, oh man, it's the one where he played the spoof of the superhero.
Last Action Hero.
Oh, we're sorry.
Oh.
Oh, we're sorry.
That's
that
not it?
The Running Man.
Oh, The Running Man.
The Running Man. That's right. He does say, I'll be back in The Running Man.
Only in a rerun.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah, because it's Richard Dawson who says that to him.
I really felt like I was taking a test there.
All right. Let's meet the girl who's brought the first J.O. tape.
Let's give her a round of applause.
Hello.
First participant and a prize winner.
Now, what's your name?
Maria.
Now, Maria, you look a little nervous.
Yeah, that's because I am.
All right, now, you guys got to move the set so I can see them.
You got to get it.
Turn the lights down. Turn the lights way down low. Now, Maria, did you tape yourself or did you have somebody else tape you?
No, I taped it myself.
You taped it yourself. I'll tell you, she's a good-looking woman.
She is indeed, and she's the first participant in the contest.
So you've already won $100, and maybe on Friday you'll win a trip to Los Angeles. What we're looking for is comedy. Although, who knows if we're going to find comedy from a girl.
We're not sure. We'll see. We'll see what happens. How would you describe the tape?
Well, I had to be really serious about it. Otherwise, I mean...
You wouldn't be able to...
Right,
right, right.
And who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
I have no idea. I don't know.
I don't know. She got a little... Courtney Cox. She's skinny like Courtney Cox.
Little Courtney Cox.
That's
little
good.
Maybe Winona Ryder. Maybe.
Yeah, she got more color, though, than Winona Ryder.
Yes, she does. She's got a nice tan.
Boys?
They're trying to figure out the how to play the thing.
Rewind it.
We are.
Oh.
They're rewinding it.
Uh-oh.
What? Now, she just said you don't have to rewind it.
You just play it, and it was...
We did just play it, and there was nothing...
Oh, you played and there was nothing on the tape?
You know, for months and months, we scream whenever there's a technical problem in here.
No,
we can get nobody in here to help us. Now that there's a girl who's brought...
Shocker that Jim is putting so much time into this.
There's a girl who's come in with a tape of herself J-O-ing. Suddenly the room is filled with guys who all want to help.
Jim, that's the second time you've flipped me off today. You're only allowed one more.
Oh, and Lisa's here also. Do you mind if Lisa watches your tape?
No.
She's one of the judges.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. She's one of the judges.
That's true.
And what have we decided? It's the funniest, right?
Yeah, although this
but
one...
But it's not the funny. It's the best one. Most unique.
We are watching this one now simply to set the tone...
Right.
...of what we're looking for.
We're still waiting for the first guy.
Yes. Yes, we'll pay the first guy $100 also.
And there, the good news is there's going to be a female winner and a male winner. So because I mean I think the guys are going to
we only have one trip to Los Angeles to give away.
Oh, we do. Okay,
only one trip, so there's only going to be
the guys have it as far as the comedy value. So I think it's the most interesting.
Well, that's why we have Lisa in here to vote also.
That's right.
Good. And Rob,
and Jim.
That's right. Because basically Rob and Jim are women too. I almost called him Wim.
Women.
You know, it's a combination of
Rob and Wim.
Jim. Wob and Wim.
I have to get a different cord. I'll be right back.
He has to get a different cord.
Okay.
God. Meanwhile, Jim the contractor, who should apply for the job as Jim the program director.
Yeah, really.
He is doing a fantastic job. All the cart racks have been put up on the wall next to me.
You see our new cart racks? Do you like those? What's your first name again?
Maria,
do you like our new cart racks?
You see, aren't these beautiful, sturdy cart racks? They were not there before you got here today.
Now, is that the tape that I'm hearing?
I'm just looking for the right...
Now, Mike, I think you're hearing Jim, the contractor in the back of the room, he's using his tools.
All right, now I can see on her video camera, she just, there was just a shot of your face.
Okay, no fair watching in advance.
I'm sorry, I just couldn't help. How do you not like look at that?
Right. You got to wait for the rest of us.
All right.
Wait for the rest of us for the show. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, you're on the air. Don and Mike. Oops. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Radio Gods.
Hi there.
Hey, listen, back to what you guys were talking about before about the people peeing in weird places.
No, we're done with that. Thank you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. There's a name for that. I thought Buzz might know what that is because my cousin had it. He used to pee in people's refrigerators.
There's a name? You mean there's like a deviant name for it?
No, it's like a medical diagnosis. There's some kind of a medical condition that my cousin was getting.
Okay, here we go.
I'll put you on hold for a minute because we're watching.
All right.
No.
Here we go.
Can we get some audio on this?
Yeah.
All right. It
takes me forever, so. And
how long is the tape?
Maybe like half an hour, but
half an hour?
Maybe like 15 minutes into it.
Can we put one of these microphones up here so we can hear it?
It's just music.
Because what we're watching now.
We didn't want a lot of sound. Remember, we asked for that.
Yeah, I didn't really.
We're watching. She's taped this exactly as we asked.
This is perfect. This is perfect execution right
now. We are looking at her just. Her
and
head.
This is true. She's very serious.
Her head and her shoulders.
Concentrating.
Hey, Jim the contractor. Come take a look at this. Come here. No, you can't see anything. It's not like you can't see what she's doing. Come take a look at this, Jim.
Jimmy, you being a little bashful now, or...
Come on over.
Just having trouble getting by the cart rack.
It's a little treat for you.
It doesn't really get very interesting until I pull out the porn, and which is about 15 minutes into it.
That's Maria. What do you think of that?
It's a good shot of her looking down.
You know, you are serious about this, Maria.
Now, you said you taped it yourself, but why is the camera moving?
The camera isn't moving.
I thought the camera was moving.
Maybe she's moving.
Are you leaning into the... Is the camera very close to you?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
This isn't the goddamn wackiest thing ever.
Now, that music, is that like just... is that on a videotape or...
No, I just have the music with me just to...
Now, what do you...
Be relaxed.
Can you tell us right now... We can't see your arms. Are you doing something now?
Yes.
So you're actually starting now.
Yeah, I started right at the beginning.
See, okay, now, it's funny.
Yeah, it is.
It's funny because she's looking up in the camera as she's doing this.
She is you are very serious about this, Maria.
Well, I think most people when they
I don't think that anybody's grinning.
Right. I think she's looking down there. She's contemplating something now. Now she's thinking about something. You know what she looks like? She looks like somebody's working on something.
Working very hard, which she is.
You know, you see her... Look at how intently she's studying. At whatever she's looking at.
And you know, the idea of doing this from the shoulders up is a great idea. Because really, you're just watching the person's face.
She appears to be almost comatose in a dreamlike state.
You seem to have to move around quite a bit. Is that true? You can't just, like, stay... Are you trying to get yourself into different positions? Is that what you're trying to do?
Yeah, I do move around quite a bit. Mm-hmm. I have to.
Oh, now, see, something's happening. Now she's licking her lips a little bit.
Now, a little look at the camera.
And back to work. Most of the work seems to be done with the right hand.
Yes. Appears to be so.
I can only tell because the right shoulder keeps dropping off the screen.
And I think I'm noticing now that the camera is not a factor. You're all of a sudden you're kind of unaware of the camera. You seem to be lost in the moment. Would that be accurate?
I'm trying to get there.
Right.
Oh, there she goes licking her lips again.
Now, for future participants, Maria, your primary motivation for participating in this contest, the trip to L.A.?
Yep. Plus, I guess it would be a good story.
A good story. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Great party tape. Boy, it sure does take girls a lot longer than it takes guys.
Yeah, well, I think that's always the way it's been.
Now she's looking again at the job at hand, the task at hand.
Apply yourself to the task at hand.
He is so serious.
Well, once again, isn't everybody?
Now a little position change again.
Where did you tape this? In your home? What room are you in?
In the bedroom.
In your bedroom. Boy, it takes a long time to get you going.
And you're what? You said it's about a half an hour, this tape?
Yeah. You want me to fast forward it?
Yeah, why don't you fast forward to the
okay.
to where it starts to happen.
Yeah, here we go.
See if it's any funnier watching her in fast motion.
It is funnier a little
bit. It's funny. There are parts that she looked frustrated there for a moment.
Was a little frustrated, serious, very serious.
It's just not working.
Now, will you be able to tell it? I fast forward when you know.
When it gets good, yeah. There. Well, maybe a little bit more.
Okay.
And then you just got up there for a second.
It almost looks like a Calvin Klein ad, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You got. What were you doing when you got up? Were you going to?
I just got a couple magazines.
Magazines. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
For some stimulation.
Right.
What were you using to stimulate? What magazines?
Playboy.
Playboy.
Playboy. Oh, all right.
You like girls or boys?
I'm married to a guy, but I like girls.
All right, interesting.
Too. Good. That's the right answer.
You ever bring another woman into the marital bed?
I don't know if I should be discussing that.
All right, that means, oh, yeah.
Okay, I won't ask anymore.
That means, oh, yes. Okay, Lisa is the only female in this room. Step up. Is this similar to when you do this?
I've never watched myself do this. I'm usually on my bed away from a mirror.
But, I mean, is this your technique? What's happening here now?
Yeah, we can only see her from the shoulders up, but I believe that she's not using anything else but your hands, right? You're just...
No, I can only...
We're a little different. I don't need that. But yeah, I take it very seriously as well. I believe that most women do.
So the facial expressions would be similar then.
This serious
business.
All right, then from a girl's standpoint, watching her face, is that funny? I mean, if I'm watching a guy, I gotta think I'm busting a nut. No pun intended.
All right, I think it's, you know what I think is extremely clear already is that when we see the first guy tape, we see we're gonna be falling on the floor left.
There is,
but it's different when guys are watching a woman do this.
There is a gentleman here who brought in a tape. We have the first male waiting outside.
Oh well, then we'll bring him in right after we watch.
We do need a
Maria's
VCR.
Tape.
I don't know if Jim has to bring in something.
Well, Jimmy, bring in the VCR because we're using it. Maria, actually, we're playing this through her camcorder.
Yes, she was very nice to bring in her camcorder. What time frame would we be on the tape, do you figure? We'd be at the halfway mark?
Is it
here, right?
Soup yet? How long does it take?
Maybe a little bit more than halfway, probably.
Okay, fast forward it again, Maria.
Okay.
I like the fast forward, too. Fast forward's fun to watch.
Lots of eye closing.
Now, when something's happening, will we be able to tell?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Nothing's happening right now, really. Let's see. No, not yet.
Not yet. Now it looks like... Now you're getting close.
You could hear a pin drop in the studio right now. We've got a lot of people in here. We've got Don, Mike, Rob, Buzz, Lisa.
Don't forget Jim the contractor.
Jim the contractor. He's still doing his work back there, so he's doing a good job. Jim, if your wife's listening, I know you're in the corner doing your work, okay? I'm telling the world that. That is the truth.
Your wife should know that we're not seeing anything.
We're not seeing anything. We're just seeing somebody's face. That's what we're doing. He's got his drill.
But damn, Maria, this takes a long time.
Well, I think most women probably do. It's a longer period of time. Oh.
Now there goes the head back.
There's kind of a... You're kind of making an Elvis face there. Hey.
Okay, oh, now we're getting somewhere. You know what? It almost looks like somebody's hurting her.
Well, sure.
I mean, the look...
That's
is,
the look. The look is, you know, kind of a...
The look is not pleasure that we're seeing. The look is more like... Ooh.
Did you expect laughing?
No, I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know.
Oh, dear.
Is it happening now?
I don't know if I'm quite. I think so.
Okay, so it's happening now? Well, now you're sitting up again.
Are you finishing here, or
Has it happened yet?
I don't think so. I think.
Why don't you fast forward again a little bit?
Okay.
Let's fast forward.
That might be it.
There's the Elvis look. That's the Elvis look. Is that the look you get?
Okay.
It might be happening. I'm not sure.
Okay. Lisa, do you think this is it?
She does?
Yeah, her eyebrows. Okay.
Hey, kudos to Maria for bringing the first tape in.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Good job.
It's beautiful.
Now
she looks like she's in a trance.
She appears to be sleeping. Oh,
eyes closed.
That was almost a smile. I think that was almost a smile there.
I think I have to fast forward it a little bit.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh, now the head just got thrown way back.
Yes, the eyes are open again now.
Still staring intently at the job at hand. She's moving around again.
Fast forwarding. We're fast forwarding through this right now.
Damn.
It's been about three and a half hours.
This is a long
time. Now you look like you've gone back into a trance again. You're lost in the moment.
That might be it. I'm not sure.
And I like this music. Is the music essential?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Well, there's another Elvis face. I wonder if.
Now, did you show your husband? Did you show your husband the tape?
No, I just did this today.
I wonder if.
You hate me, but.
You're masturbating tonight. She just has a look on her face.
Total
concentration.
You know, if you didn't know, if you couldn't see her shoulders, you could say, this is a woman who's studying for her final exam.
You know, I'll also tell you, though, as far as I really think we've got the real deal here. I think we all agree that this is the real thing, and that's good, too, you know. And I love that music.
You know, hello, look at this. This is my whole problem with Frida. This is the whole problem
too
right
much,
here.
Too much time commitment?
Look at this. 30 minutes.
Yes.
30 minutes, this woman, and she's doing herself with a power tool.
Right.
And still nothing is happening.
Are you done?
No, not yet.
Not yet. She's not done. Okay, you know what, Maria, you just got to fast forward to the film.
I'll show you all the way to the end.
You just got to go all the way to.
And.
Oh, I think I just finished there.
You finished?
Oh, no, wait.
No, hold on. No, she's not done yet.
Checking the camera there? Was that a camera check?
Oh, no. I still have a ways to go, I think.
Oh, God. Damn. Okay, keep going.
Fast forward.
Just fast forward all the way.
Okay.
You are fast forwarding, right?
Yeah, this is now the speed vision.
Mm-hmm.
What we're looking at right now.
Wow.
Maria is
trance state again.
Maria is just sitting in front of a white wall. All we can see are her shoulders and her head.
Now, Maria, is this normally how long you take?
Yep.
Do you spend a lot of time doing this?
Now, she's wearing a tube top.
Right.
So, I mean, because we can see her upper torso, but we can't see anything. She's not showing any skin.
Right.
I think that might be it.
Okay, back it up.
I think that might be it.
Okay, back it up a little more. Okay, so let's see the
Elvis face again.
I'm not sure if it is.
You sure do look like you're done.
Definitely in the trance state again.
And she goes with the Elvis eyebrows again.
Hey.
I wonder if. You're masturbating on video tonight. Now, she's not done yet. You are not done yet, Maria.
I think that's coming.
So to speak.
Yeah.
I almost saw the helper on TV.
Yeah.
The little pocket rocket. A fast forward again.
All right, fast forward.
I think that's the end, though. That's it. Yeah.
Is that
that's
the end?
It? You're over?
Yeah.
Quiet reflection. Really? You still look like you have a little work to do here.
That looks like she might be having a BM.
Oh, God.
I mean, look at her face. If you were to look at it, you might think it's a woman having a BM.
Oh, God.
I'm a little constipated.
That's it.
And there's the smile. Yeah. Okay. Fantastic. Nicely right. done.
Okay, Maria.
And nicely done.
Who's this, your boyfriend, your husband?
No, that's...
We're seeing someone else on video there.
Okay. All right, Maria, you're good.
Nicely done. Let's give her a round of applause.
You're good. And you're a winner, too, because you're the first one to bring it down.
Yes, thank you. We're going to give you $100. Cool. You will be in the contest on Friday. We'll let you know what happens.
All right.
Okay, thank you, Maria.
Thanks, Maria. Thanks for bringing the tape down. We
Thanks very much.
It. Good job. Good Love job. You.
She's very serious.
She's very serious, yes. How did you find the experience coming into the studio? Did you enjoy yourself?
I'm still very nervous.
You're still very nervous, but it's okay, right? It's okay for anybody else that's going to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're among friends, right?
Debating in front of everybody kind of helps.
Okay. All right, get out of here.
Thank you, Maria.
Get out. Now, what we're going to do is set up the VCR, and when we come back...
Oh, my God. This, I don't know how I'm going to react to this.
When we come back, we're going to watch our first tape of a guy.
It'll be a lot shorter tape, I guarantee you that.
I think so.
I hope so. I hope to God it is.
Damn. And I just got to look. Are you the guy? Is that the guy?
See. Where's the guy? Is he out in the hallway?
You got to see the guy.
R.D. Johnson.
Oh, no, God, no. A goofy-looking little short guy.
How you doing, buddy?
He is the...
Oh, my.
He is the first male contestant. We will watch his tape. Now, listen, everybody, this is what we're looking for.
That's right.
You got to get the tapes right here. Don and Mike J.O. Contest.
Final judging is Friday.
And that is 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22066, care of CBS, 22030.
There you go.
Right. That's the zip code, 22030. We just saw the beginning of the guide tape.
Oh, my God.
Listen, send the tapes in, FedEx them in.
Like watching Joe Gibbs.
FedEx the tapes in, bring them in.
Oogie Factor.
The contest is Friday, but we'll keep watching them as they come in. Stand by. We'll be back to view our first mail tape right after this.
Don and Mike Show.
I'm sorry, but we're not supposed to put butter on the milk duds.
You're not supposed to go to the bathroom without washing your hands either.
Touché.
To the top, please. Swim, my pretty.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Well, if you're just tuning in, you missed a hell of a show. Lots of stuff has happened today.
Wow.
Offered $1,000 to have a handyman come down and finally do the studio renovations that they've been promising.
That's our buddy Jim, and he's doing a fantastic job.
So here's Jim the contractor's drill. As I speak to you now, he is putting up the cart racks. He's already put 250 carts up on one wall.
That's right.
And he's now working on the back wall, where our dumbass engineers have told us for the last 4 months,
We can't hang them up back there on the wall. We drilled two holes back there, but we can't hang them up back there. Duh.
Uh-oh, somebody's going to peel out of the parking lot tonight.
I'm not talking about Wendell.
Okay.
I might be talking about the other engineer.
The other engineer.
Duh. I can't do that, duh.
And look what an easy job it is. For a contractor, Jim the handyman.
How's he doing with the back one? Are they up yet?
Yeah, he's got two racks up on the back wall already. The back wall that the engineer said was impossible to mount anything off.
Jim, have you run into any more problems on that back wall than you did on the side? Come on over here.
Jim, tell us how the job's been going. You've been here 3 hours already.
It's going fine.
How's that back wall? Is it as tough as they said it was?
No, as long as you have... Three and a half inch screws that goes right into the wood.
Okay.
On the insulation.
Great.
Beautiful. Jim the contractor.
Wonderful.
So anyway, we had a work shutdown today, a work slowdown.
Stoppage.
Mm-hmm. And we ended up getting $1,000 from management to pay Jim to put up the cart racks. That was great. Then we asked for some J.O. tapes.
Right.
And as it turns out, Maria just came in with hers. And now we're going to view our first male J.O. tape.
Now, before we went to break, we got a brief look at this guy on video. We saw him in person. And this is going to be fascinating.
I believe he starred in The Wizard of Oz.
There he is.
One of the munchkins.
Mm-hmm. How you doing, sir? I'd shake your hand, but just enter and sign in, please.
What's your name?
Terry.
And
No.
There, what is he?
What? He's using my putter.
He's using your golf club?
Yes, he's touching my putter.
I'm touching his putter, but I don't know where his balls are.
All right, now, Terry, how old are you, sir?
53.
The celeb you most resemble, I agree with Rob, Joe Gibbs.
That's what they tell me.
A jockey version of Joe Gibbs.
Sometimes Rick Moranis.
Yeah, a little Rick Moranis.
Rick Moranis.
Okay.
That's true.
And Artie Johnson. And
when did you make this tape?
Approximately 4:30.
Okay.
Wow, it's fresh.
All right, so let's roll it, Robbie.
It's fresh.
Get it, let's roll it.
Fresh.
He's relaxing.
All right, and I want to, before we get started here, this tape is from the shoulders up, right? We don't see anything nasty?
Absolutely.
All right.
We need volume.
Now here he is. He's saying something.
You got to start back.
We got to hear this?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Back it up, Rob, because I'll...
We have no audio cable.
Here you go.
You're not going to get any volume.
This is normal.
No. We have no audio cable.
We have no audio hookup here.
We'll get in it.
So we can't hear what you're saying. What are you saying at the beginning of the tape?
For a while.
What do you do this? You have a tie on.
Very important to it. The audio is so important to it.
Well, we can't hear it.
All right. Well, what can I tell you? It's very quick.
What did you say? Just tell.
Are you doing it now?
Well,
yes. Hold on, back the tape up.
You want to back it up, and then I'll remember what I said.
All right, back it up.
Okay.
Now, what are you saying here?
Okay, here you go.
As you go to turn the TV on, pause it, Robbie. What are you saying now?
Hi, Don and Mike. This is Joe Gibbs.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I'm entering this contest because my team didn't do too good in New Hampshire last week. I could use $100 and a trip to L.A.
All right. And then you begin?
And then I begin.
And now what are you watching? You watching something on TV?
Yeah, a 50-inch TV.
Oh. All right, let's watch it now. Let's simply watch from the waist up. So I guess you're wearing a suit and tie, but you have no pants on?
That's right.
Okay.
I had said that you just missed Norv Turner. He was there to fluff me up because I wanted to...
Okay, God. Wait a minute. Let's watch him now. Okay.
All right.
Let's watch him. And in his glasses, I can see the reflection of what's happening. Oh, my God. Okay, he's doing it now. He's going at it. Look how serious he is.
I gotta have the audio.
He's very serious.
No, it's fine without the audio.
No, we don't need audio.
Look how serious he is.
I like having no audio. I'll tell you that.
Okay. Oh, man. There's his first big gulp.
God.
He's watching. He's a lot funnier watching a guy, isn't it?
It is indeed.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
Some of these faces.
Oh, God.
That is too funny. You called it.
What are you saying now? What are you saying here?
Right there, I said,
who cares?
I'm looking at my watch, and I said, it happens every time. You have to excuse me. I have a meeting with Daniel Snyder.
That's funny.
It's funny watching a guy J.O., isn't it?
You aced it. I didn't know. It is funny.
That is funny.
And you, sir, are a big winner, too, for being the first one to bring a tape down here.
Oh, thank man.
That's too funny. And couldn't you tell from his face that it was what it was happening? It was happening.
You know, the reaction watching a woman do that, watching men, it's just, it's night and day. It's the funniest thing
so
in the world.
It's so much funnier watching a guy do it.
It's so funny. It really is.
And I think
it's a lot quicker.
I think we should make every contestant wear a tie.
Yeah.
A little dress code.
Wearing the tie.
No. Game day attire.
No, wearing the tie.
The tie wiggles, and that's not good.
All right, get out of here. You get your $100.
Good
You're
job.
In the contest. If you win the trip, we'll let you know Friday.
Good job.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Oh, dear.
Would it be queer if I said just rewind it, let's watch this last part again?
Oh, God.
But it was funny.
Yeah, it would be a little queer.
It was funny, though.
It was funny. Oh, my God, that was too funny. And there he goes, and he's off.
He's off.
Now, with the woman, when the big moment came, we really couldn't tell the difference.
No, you really couldn't.
That and the half hour that preceded it.
No, with the guy, you could tell.
You could tell the difference here. Rob, don't rewind it too far.
I'm no homo. Okay? It was funny, though.
It was hysterically funny. It was, and you know, we had a funny guy for the first one.
Okay, back it up.
All right, there we go. This
okay, right here. It's almost, it's almost the moment.
Big smile.
There you go.
Oh, God, with his tie on. His tie's not even loosened.
Did you see this guy's face? When it happens, his neck goes all back and it goes. And then afterwards it's.
Amazing though, with his tie on it. And it looked like he didn't even have his sleeves rolled up.
Jesus.
My okay. God.
All right.
Wow.
That's a first.
That's a first. And yeah. Hey, the icebreakers deserve all the credit in the world.
They sure do.
Good job, people.
So now everybody else, you got to fall in line.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I'll tell you, it is funny. It's beyond funny.
We know what we're looking for.
Absolutely.
Guys, listen, you might have the advantage in this contest.
I we got to be honest. They do, of course.
I mean, it's queer as hell, but it was a lot funnier watching the guy than watch Maria.
Oh, God.
You know, watching Maria bordered on being an erotic experience.
Exactly. And the guy...
Nothing but comedy.
Pure comedy.
Nothing but comedy.
Even for Lisa, she reacted the same way, I think.
Right. Mm-hmm. Funny stuff. Okay, hopefully we'll have more tapes to watch tomorrow.
All right.
Don and Mike Show, J.O. Contest, CBS, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030.
Fantastic.
Send your tape in, FedEx it, bring it by the station if you have to. Big contest on Friday. We'll watch them all on Friday.
Right.
But hopefully we'll have a couple more to watch tomorrow. Now we're up on a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Mr. Son of a Beach.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Now, I think it's also very important that we discuss and discard any slang terms for different sex organs. Because today, we are going to begin our study of the male erection. Okay, so what are a few of the slang expressions for the male erection we want to identify and discard? Elliot?
Boner? Is boner one of them?
Yes. Boner is good.
Laugh Nut Funny, the Don and Mike Show.
Let me give you a brief update here. The guy who wants his Redskins tattoo taken off,
Yes,
we found the surgeon to do it.
Fantastic. Ooh. Dr. Giggles?
We have found a doctor, Dr. Detroit.
Yeah.
Dr. Detroit, Dr. Giggles.
Right. Dr.
Dr. Demento.
Dr. Doctor.
Okay, Dr. Kildare.
Doctor, no.
Dr. Brock, do you know him, the ugliest mother in rock and roll, a disc jockey?
Dr. Kevorkian.
Dr. Zhivago.
Ah, that's a good one. Dr. Doolittle.
Oh, Eddie Murphy's Dr. Doolittle.
That's the one I was talking about.
Then I'd take the original Dr. Doolittle.
Okay. Dr. Laura.
Dr. Liddy. You win.
You're king of the doctors. Yeah.
So anyway, we found a guy who can do the tattoo removal. He can either do it with lasers, or he can come in and turn the word Redskins into something else.
Oh, okay, very good.
So we need to hear from that guy, Eric, who wants that done. Tomorrow on the show, Sue, the dykey truck driver from Survivor, will be on.
Wonderful. Look forward to talking to her. She's very opinionated.
Also tomorrow from WWF Edge, the Edge will be on.
Right.
We'll be giving away 12 months of WWF pay-per-view. Friday, we're giving away the trip to Los Angeles for the J.O. show.
Excellent.
Also Friday, the girl with the boobs who does the wax weather on Fox NFL Sunday.
Good.
Next week on the show, the lady who made up the TV show Sex in the City and a woman who had anal with Mike for
that is very not true. We have no, I have never had sex with that woman of any kind.
Candace Bushnell will
we
be
were good
here.
Friends in high school.
Also next week we will be giving away $1,500 worth of Sharper Image stuff.
Very good. Oh, cool. That's exciting.
So we have a bunch of great giveaways coming up. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
I was trying to find out if my wife was there.
And, of course, a Big Brother is on tonight. I just want to mention this.
Are you still into it? You haven't talked about it in a couple of weeks.
They're going to vote tonight. One of the people's going off tonight. It's either George, the Chinese guy, the Moosey model, or the one-legged boy.
The Chinese guy's been on the bubble like a few times,
yeah,
right?
If I had to bet tonight, if there's a god, the Moosey Miss Washington will be kicked out of the house tonight.
She's been trouble.
Yeah, I don't like her. I don't like her. My family thinks it's going to be George kicked out tonight.
I think you're very loyal to that show, and I'm glad you're sticking with it.
Well, I got no choice. I mean, I go home, and it's what's on.
Right.
My wife and son love watching it.
Right.
So we watch it. And tonight, of course, is the live version, which means I'm going to get an hour of Julie Chang.
Oh, God.
Hello. Welcome to this live version of Big Brother.
We have airlifted another version.
Let's see what they're doing now.
Who do you think is going to be voted out tonight?
Really? The Moosey girl.
The girl?
Yeah, I think she's a friggin' phony bitch.
Will that mean there are no more women in the house?
Yes.
Right.
Then it'll be just the way I like it. The all-gay Big Brother house. Four strapping men living together. It'll be Josh or the Chinese guy and George and Eddie the one-legged boy.
And I have to apologize to the guy that was in here before entered our J.O. contest out in the hallway. He I was coming out of the can, which is always a great time to catch anybody. And he says, what are the chances of you and I going golfing together? And I said, slim and none.
Right. After you just got done watching a TV and J.O.
I just don't think, hey, nice to see you. Thanks so much for participating.
I think you want to bring him into RTJP. Go walk in with that guy.
Hey, you know where I met him?
Okay, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find out what's going on there.
Wife is named Maria?
Yeah, she is.
Yes, that's true.
Yes, she was down here a while ago.
With a tape.
I turned it on and I heard you were watching some guy, but...
It was early. She was before the guy.
What are y'all doing?
We're doing a contest to see who can send us the funniest J.O. tape. We didn't see your wife naked. We saw her from the shoulders up.
Just a face shot. That's what we're asking here. And it really, to be honest with you, it wasn't all that funny.
No, it was more erotic than funny.
Now, the guy, on the other hand...
That was funny.
That was slap nuts funny.
As a matter of fact...
Did you enjoy yourself?
With your wife's tape? Yes.
Absolutely.
I'm glad it was erotic.
Thank you.
Great.
Bye-bye.
Is she still around?
No, she's on her way home, I think, to make you a great dinner.
Yeah, and you guys are going to have a special night. I thought she had said that her husband was going to actually run the camera for a while. What's that? And then now you sound like you know nothing about it. I question your sincerity.
No, maybe it's another guy who's married to a girl named Maria.
And just in case this is the guy, and just so he won't be steamed, she was going to wait for you to make the tape, but because there was a $100 bonus for being the first woman to get here, she brings home $100 because she brought the tape today.
That's what she said. You knew nothing about that?
No, nothing.
See, I question that, because why would she have said that? Why would she possibly say that? That, you know, you were going to make the tape for her.
Maybe it's another Maria.
Well, I mean, I'm not against making a tape with her, but not to be shown publicly.
Well, let me ask you, what does your wife look like? Describe her.
She's from Argentina, dark hair, beautiful.
Yeah, might be her.
Trouble,
yeah.
She's trouble?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you sound like you're upset.
No, just...
I mean, it really
I
wasn't...
I just heard at the end, everyone's there, you know, a studio full of people there watching my wife.
Let me ask you, on the street where you live, what's your street number? Don't give out the address, but what's your house?
7272.
Yeah, it was your wife.
Yeah, that was your wife.
I just looked at your address. It's your wife.
Well, you know, you really should...
I could tell by listening to her voice.
Well, I mean, if you are...
And she was saying.
You know, if you are upset, though, I would urge you that the individual to talk with would probably be your wife, and you're not upset with us, I hope.
No, I mean, I just...
And don't be upset with her.
I'm trying to figure out what's going on. I mean, I'm not actually the one to turn her on to y'all, but...
I just
got a call, and I turned on the radio, and...
All right, we're having a...
Right there, J-O-ing, and I'm like, okay, what exactly is going on?
We're having a J-O contest. It's mainly going to be a queer contest, because it's funnier to watch a guy J-O than a girl, and we don't really want to see what's happening. We just want to see the reaction from the shoulders up.
It was just a tape. Nobody saw anything.
That's cool.
But it was a little erotic.
Your wife is very hot.
Well, she is very hot.
It was nice to watch her face. But erotic in a, you know, kind of a non-porno way.
Right.
But
it must take you a hell of a long time to get her off, though. Because that tape lasted about 35 minutes.
She's a lot of fun.
All right.
Hey, but just think, you're in the running for a trip to L.A.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Great.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Take
Bye-bye.
Care, y'all.
Bye-bye. See you later.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, not too awkward.
It was weird.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, what's up, man?
Hey.
Angry black guy here.
Angry black guy.
Hey, what's up, Don?
I feel you.
Hey, angry black guy, you sound a little mellow today.
Nah, I'm not mellow. Let me tell you what happened to me today.
Are you angry still?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, good. All right. Okay.
What are you angry about today?
I went on my lunch break at in Adams Morgan, D.C.
Right.
I go to Popeye's, you know, brother wants some chicken.
Sure.
I walk into Popeye's, get my order in plain American English, and this Latino bruh talks to me like I don't know the language. So she's going to pull me to the side of the counter and talk to me slow like I'm retarded or something.
Well, now listen, angry black guy, I got to say you got to consider where you're ordering that food down in Adams Morgan.
Regardless, if they want to come to this country, speak American.
Well, amen, angry black guy, and I got in a lot of trouble for making that exact same statement on this show.
Now, I don't work for CBS, and I just want to let all of the foreign friends out there, the ones born here, before you come here, take English classes.
All right, man, angry black guy, I think you've made your point.
Thank you. We're in agreement, angry black guy and angry white guy.
Hey, you were angry too yesterday, Don.
Oh, I was angry at the Redskins. Yes,
yeah, one more thing.
Yes. End it like that, angry black guy.
And there's a guy out there named Bob. He can kiss my ass also.
he has to end it that way, Don, because he's an angry black guy.
Angry black guy. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. All right. Hi, Don and Mike.
Yes, happy white guy.
Hi. How you doing?
Hi there.
How you doing?
How are you?
We're great, thanks.
Hey, I got to guess Eddie's going to get voted off tonight.
The one-legged boy?
Huh?
You mean the one-legged boy?
Yeah.
One-legged boy.
Why?
I think George's family is systematically voting off the nearest competition, and last week, Eddie got the second most votes of all.
Well, it would be a mistake, because I think Eddie's really the only honest person in that house.
Yeah, I know, but they're voting off the closest competition to George.
How does Eddie's father feel about it? I'm sorry.
That's my bad.
He's in a courtship right now, Mike. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
My brothers.
Hey, hi, Tom.
Thomas hey. Aloysius Gavin.
Hey, Don, I got a song.
Oh, okay, Tom.
I got a song to play for y'all.
All right, let's go. Let's hear it. Tom the Monster, everybody. I love it when he serenades us like this.
Is he actually playing the guitar?
The roof is on fire. The roof is on fire. The roof is on fire.
We can't say that on the radio.
I didn't know that the F word was in that song. Hello, John and Mike.
You
show.
Do now.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Hey, look, I got a response for the angry black man. Let me tell you, first of all, he needs to get an education because there's no such language as American. It's English. The word is English.
No, honey, listen, I gotta disagree. He was right. When you're in this country, you speak American.
No, you don't. Plus, second of all, I was in a Chinese store the other day about four black people just disrespected the Chinese people because they can understand that if you don't want to deal with them, then don't patronize their businesses. But the black people are the first ones to criticize people.
No, honey, I'm a white guy. And let me tell you, I hate it when people don't speak American in America.
There's no such thing. Y'all need to go back to school. But look, I'm Hispanic and I speak perfect English.
Beautiful.
The problem is that you speak to people who don't speak correctly loud, like if they're deaf. They're not deaf. They just don't have the language that you have.
Hey, can I ask
they're
you a favor?
Deaf.
Can I ask you a favor? Could you call us regularly and be angry Latina?
Yes, I'll do that.
Could you do that for us?
Yep.
Like whenever you really get seriously angry about something, call us anytime. And
like now?
Angry Latina. We could probably angry Latin woman.
Yeah, that's probably better.
I'm not angry Puerto Rican.
Angry Puerto Rican.
Well, listen, what Puerto Rican's not angry?
Jesus Christ.
Do me a favor. Pay your freaking taxes. Puerto Rico. Don't get me going on Puerto Rico. You got a free ride in this country. You got all the benefits of being a state. Puerto Rico virtually is the 51st state. You pay no taxes.
Right. And what's your point?
Kiss my ass. my point. Here's my ass.
You guys got to pay the government this all this taxes. We don't have to pay jack. We got it going on.
Speak American. Speak American.
Okay. Next time you call, you'll be known as Angry Puerto Rican Woman.
Goodbye.
Thanks.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Speak my language. You're in my country.
Once you are dubbed that, also, you're the original.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Tony. I'm calling from California, Modesto.
Hi. Yes, Tony.
Hey, man, I want to make a little suggestion about that brother that called earlier saying that migrants or immigrants or whatever should we learn how to speak English. If he would know his history, excuse me, in California, California was Mexico before it became California. So.
Okay, hold on. I don't want to get into this really, but I want to say I side with him.
All right.
This is America.
Right.
Speak American.
Oh, it says American.
It is
right?
It is the primary language of this country.
Right.
I agree. You go into a Hispanic area. You're going to go into a Mexican restaurant
right.
where it's predominantly Hispanic people.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you know.
And I've been lobbying for years that the national language in our country should be French.
But listen, when I go to Bloomingdale's at Tyson's too.
Do you go to Bloomingdale's?
No, I don't. I'm just trying to think of a store my wife goes to.
I like to go to Bloomingdale's.
When I go to a sports authority,
yes,
speak American. Same at my drive-through windows. Speak American. It's America.
I think I'd like to look at it as a learning experience. So if
exactly.
you get as many different languages as possible, you would actually get people speaking Russian.
Well,
maybe you pick up a little bit.
You know? Instead of learning them.
Please, how come we're the only ones that have to do this, though? Have you noticed this? You go to France, hey, nobody goes out of their way to speak American, do you?
Oh, they serve wine at Euro Disney. Is Euro Disney still open?
And doing well, yes.
Really?
Yeah. Go to Mexico. There's not a lot of people waiting to speak American, do you?
Right.
Everybody there speaks Spanish. Go to Germany. There's not a line of people waiting to talk American, do you? They're all talking German.
That's because we're the melting pot.
F
hey,
that.
You know what talks, though, Dynamite? It's the money, baby.
Money talks.
Right.
Universal language.
It's English to everybody.
Thank you, my friend.
The language, yeah, we can all...
Have a good day.
We can all agree on that.
Thank you.
Hey.
The language of green.
All right, listen. One more call. Angry black guy is back again.
Oh, dear. He's going to be angry now because people have called to, you know, to give him a little grief.
What angry black guy?
I just want to let all of the Latinos, Puerto Ricans, Mexicans, El Salvadorians, all let them all know. Don't call Don and Mike and telling them your problems. Angry black guy, am saying all Puerto Ricans can kiss my ass.
Oh my God.
All right, hey, angry black guy.
Mike, see you later.
Not get off.
Oh, my goodness. We don't want a controversy.
Not get off.
Too angry.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you going?
Now, here's a man who's never angry.
Never angry a day in his life.
Yeah, I'm American. I still ask me, can you say that again, please?
Right. Hi, Dennis.
Yeah, just want to let you know, I had a great time in New York.
I bet you did.
And I ate a lady's pie.
Now, do you mean you actually ate a cream cheese pie, or did you eat a woman's...
Well, you know, actually, on a Bud Light lady, she put a pie thing on her lap, and I ate it. I ate whipped cream and marshmallows.
Off of her lap?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
It was fun.
Did anyone come back to your motel?
Actually, three people showed up.
And nobody harmed you?
Oh, no, God. You know, the American people are great. I don't know what you...
Yeah, right. Now, if you'd been Puerto Rico, it would have been a different story. But American people are great. Nobody bothered you.
Yeah, no one bothered me.
All right, Dan.
And, okay, thank you, and I'll come with you later.
All right.
Oh, GuinnessMovie.com is coming back.
All right, see ya.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Mike?
What?
In 2 weeks, it'll be the annual of you-know-what.
The anniversary of when you came to my house?
Yes.
Wow. Oh, my God.
All right, bye, Dennis.
Okay, hey, Tosh?
Yes, Dennis.
Do you have a new story about the child and the machine ate his two arms?
I'm familiar with that story.
Yeah, the auger took his arm.
Right, and they sewed him back on.
Yeah, and they don't know how to call it.
You know, Dennis, I'm sure Buzz really loves you giving news right now.
Okay, Buzz, what's the headline?
That's probably not a story that Buzz would have gone with. I don't think so.
No.
I read that in the paper today. It was an awful story about it happened in Iowa or something. A guy was driving a tractor, and the kid got underneath the big wheels and the choppy things, and it cut off both the kid's arms.
And they were able to put them back?
Yeah, and the only reason that, you know, Dennis is interested in the story is because Dennis is missing half an arm.
No, I just missed a hand. I still have a whole arm.
That's right, just a hand, and someday you're going to get a hand.
I don't need a hand. I do fine with just a stub.
Okay, why don't you go ahead and tease the news with Buzz?
Okay, Buzz.
Yes, sir.
What's the headline for today?
Oh, hold on. I got to play the tape first.
Okay.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
Me. He made it up.
All right, go ahead, Dennis.
Okay, Buzz. What's the headline of... Good evening.
Tonight's top story, Dennis. A breakthrough on the heartbreak of herpes.
Oh.
Oh, you should stay tuned for that, Dennis.
Hey, I don't have herpes, so
you should listen.
Come on, Dennis, tell the truth.
You should listen. Okay, now, Dennis, tell everybody stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for news and comment
news and
coming
comment.
Up on the Don and Mike
Don
Show.
And Mike. And Dennis, that was all very...
That was very professional.
There you go.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Cresta?
Time for more host chat.
Before we get to Buzz, I'm going to give out the jail address one more time. All right. No matter where you live, Bay Area, Sacramento, one of those stations in Oklahoma we're on,
Alaska,
Arkansas, Alaska, Buffalo, Rochester, New York City. People from New York bitch all the time. They can't participate in the show.
You can participate in this.
Now's your chance. Mm-hmm. Videotape yourself J-O-ing with just your head and shoulders showing.
That's right.
But you better FedEx it to get it here by Friday. Send it to Don and Mike J-O Contest. Care of CBS. 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030.
Right.
Giving away a trip to Los Angeles on Friday. Now with news, here is Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. A new study says an ingredient in red wine appears to prevent the spread of herpes. There's even talk of putting the chemical in condoms and contraceptive foams. 1 in 5 people in this country are believed to have been infected with the herpes virus.
Really? Let's count. There's five room. There's me, Mike,
Rob,
Rob, Buzz, and Jim the contractor, who is still in here doing the work.
And the funny thing is, we, you know, it's just a coincidence, but we've been drinking, like, red wine all day. Lots of it.
The study says dabbing the chemical on a herpes sore can decrease the chances that the virus will spread to another person.
Dab it.
I don't have time to dab 4 times a day.
and the study says applying the chemical to an infected area before the sores appear can prevent the sores from appearing.
So I guess Charles Broyhill could actually take a wine bath before he went out in the evening.
No one would know.
Mm-hmm.
Scientists have also developed a herpes prevention vaccine, but this vaccine only works on women. And only if they've never been infected.
I just want to say this after the day we've had with Jim the contractor.
Mm-hmm.
If Jim has it,
we have it.
We've been very close to him today.
Yes, he's been working in close quarters and doing a fantastic job.
Jim the contractor, how's it going?
Wonderful.
Wonderful. He's still working. Guy's been working his ass off. He has, as of this moment, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20... 21 cart racks up on the wall.
Yes. Beautiful. 21.
A beautiful job that our lame engineers couldn't handle for 4 months. Way to go, Jim. Jim the contractor.
Good job. The 6-year investigation of Whitewater is over and nothing. The investigation found there wasn't enough evidence to indicate that Bill or Hillary Clinton did anything illegal.
Thank you for playing that. Now that you're on the other side, I appreciate that.
Well, all Americans are happy that that's over.
That's good.
Even those of us who watched my man George W. Lay one on Opie Winfrey yesterday.
That's right.
Those of us who drive beautiful Cadillac Sevilles, which incidentally is the Cadillac of choice. It kicks ass. It's not one of those old fart catalogs.
No, best of all, it's a Cadillac.
Mine
It's a great-looking car.
It is. As Rob had said it, I agree. It's the Cadillac of automobiles.
It's a great-looking car. It's not a DeVille. It's not whatever the little dumb one is. Mm-hmm. And it's not the big
era.
It's the Saville.
Saville.
SLS.
Sporty with muscle.
Kicks ass. Check out my nice Bush window sticker.
Do you have a Bush window sticker?
Got one.
What, in the back of the car?
Got one in the back window.
See you tonight.
Got it.
Now, Whitewater, of course, is the name of a development that went bad. Both Bill and Hillary Clinton were investors in that deal, and Hillary worked on it as a private lawyer. The deal took a bank down with it, costing taxpayers $73 million. But the investigation into the Clintons' involvement cost taxpayers another $52 million.
Blowing.
Yeah. Rolling Stone says Tom Petty sent a cease and desist letter to George Bush to get Bush to stop using I Won't Back Down as a campaign song.
Well, I won't back down and stop trying to make your teeth look like mine.
In the letter, Petty's people said that using the song creates the impression the singer endorses Bush, which he doesn't.
I think that's awfully petty.
But you know what I've also heard?
What?
I heard that BTO contacted your guy,
Gore.
Al Gore. Because Gore was using You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. Baby! And they weren't mad that Al Gore was using it for his campaign.
Right.
They were mad that they had sold the song to either Staples or Office Depot.
Oh, that's right.
And they said, we've already sold the rights. You can't use it because we've already sold it.
Oh, because, yeah, the merchandising.
That's
a lot
right.
of PTO songs have done that.
Right.
Well, John Mellencamp and Sting have also objected to their use of their music by the Bush campaign. A Bush spokesman says he doesn't think
they should both be happy.
Really? Why?
They should be happy. Everybody's playing their records.
A Bush spokesman says he doesn't think using an artist's music implies endorsement, but he says the campaign is now working through ASCAP and BMI to get the rights to use selected songs.
Got
to
do this, Busby. Right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, when I went to school, there were men's residences, there were women's residences, and there was one co-ed dorm. But it is now the norm on most college campuses across this country that dormitories are co-educational, except in one state. There's one state that
says... Victory!
Okay. I have no idea what he's saying. Anyway, there's one campus where there are co-educational facilities.
The cure for your anal spasm. The Don and Mike Show.
Here is Guy Birdley. Hi, Guy.
Hi, Don and Mike. Former soap opera star and pop singer Rick Springfield has been arrested on spousal abuse charges.
Oh, I was applauding before you said spousal abuse.
You were applauding the fact that he was arrested.
No, I was applauding Rick Springfield.
Oh, cool.
I saw him doing one of those dumb Today Show concerts like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, wasn't he great?
Dreamy. He spent the night in jail after being picked up on Monday evening. He got out the next day on $50,000 bail.
Oh, I wish I could be Jesse's girl.
Yeah, I guess Jesse's in a whole heap of trouble.
I wish I could smack Jesse's girl.
The 51-year-old Springfield says he and his wife of 18 years were having a fight and that a third party called the cops.
Oh, please, I bet Lisa could beat Rick Springfield up in a fight.
You ever see Rick Springfield?
He's got one of those little girly man arms.
Yeah, right.
New patty face.
It's like Jeremy Coleman. It really does.
We don't know who the third party was who called the cops, but
maybe she was bigger than he was.
He and his wife, Barbara, do have two sons.
And I'm not going to take it anymore.
Elton John has finally explained why he walked away from a packed audience in Portugal last week.
Because he's a temperamental ass?
Well, some fans had paid as much as $120 a ticket to see him just before showtime. Elton told the concert organizers he was going for a drive to get some fresh air. What he did was get on his private jet and return to England. Turns out he really did want some fresh air. Elton now says he refused to play in Lisbon because the concert hall was filled with cigarette smoke.
I just can't play with a cigarette smoke. I know that, and I just can't.
I can't.
I'm going to go out for some fresh air.
Tell Bernie Taupin that I'm leaving this.
Play the Lion King video again.
Elton says he hopes he can return to Portugal to perform in a smoke-free environment.
Yes, on Portugal, I'm never going back again.
What? I mean, really?
Where's my giant Donald Duck suit?
Where are my oversized sneakers?
Where's my sequin Los Angeles Dodgers uniform that I wore at Dodger Stadium that summer on my tour?
Unbelievable. Like, he didn't smoke probably once in his life.
Who knows? Oh, God, and not as smoked more than just cigarettes.
Oh, absolutely.
He did everything.
That's just, I mean, I don't, you make a commitment
to go out there. How many people were there?
I don't have a crowd count, but I know that the house was big and it was full.
Unbelievable. I mean, that's like screwing people for no good reason.
Not to mention all the poles he's smoking. He smoked. Oh, man, great smoked pole.
Smoked talpin.
A guy in New Jersey is suing the Girl Scouts for discriminating against men. Graphic designer Joseph Pika says he got raises, but he says he was always passed over for promotion because he's a man. He was with the Girl Scouts for 15 years.
What did he do?
He says, well, he was a graphic artist for the Girl Scout magazine.
Oh, boy.
There.
Right.
Okay. There's a graphic artist on the fast track.
Hi, my name's Pete. Perhaps you know me. I work for the Girl Scouts. Last name, Afile. How you doing?
I'm a great artist, and they just won't promote me.
He says there was only one guy who ever got promoted and that he was fired. That guy who got promoted was fired after 2 years. He says everybody else who got promoted in the magazine was a woman. He says, therefore, he's not the only guy. And he says it's not just in his department. The Girl Scouts say they have a strong policy of not discriminating for any reason.
That's it. I'm not buying the cookies anymore.
Well, I've never found them to discriminate against me.
No.
At all my workings with the Girl Scouts.
And, Don, you know, I like it when you talk about it because people should give you credit for all the work you've done with the Girl Scouts of America.
Hands-on work.
I give and give.
You do indeed.
I give and give. Through the formative years.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's important. They're not having any trouble finding...
As I like to call them, the T-Y's.
The T-Y's?
T-Y's.
The T-Y's.
Yeah. The tampon years.
Oh, my God.
They're, you know, give me any pre-T-Y's, any P-T-Y's, and I mean pretty young things.
Uh-huh.
All the lectures, constant lecturing.
Uh-huh.
I'll just take the other P-T-Y's, the post-tampon.
Ah, very good.
Youngies.
Good for you. You give so much it hurts.
They're not having any trouble finding viewers for Italy's version of Big Brother. For one thing, all 10 of the players are young and good-looking and spend most of their time in swimsuits. And after just 4 days, 2 of the occupants had sex.
Well, see, bingo, they do that on CBS, and that shows number one in the numbers.
Absolutely.
This is in Italy. It happened behind a couch where the camera couldn't really see it.
Hey! I don't want to have a, you can have a, yes you can. Hey!
There's no question what happened after the two contestants pulled off their clip-on microphones and started tossing couch cushions.
Hey, let's get naked.
The TV station that carries the show was so pleased about the couch scene, it reran it in prime time.
Of course, our lead story tonight. Two people doing it on the couch. Hey, look at that. They took the microphone off, and then they got behind the couch, and then they banged each other. Hey.
The station's also pleased with the ratings.
What?
The Vatican, not so much.
What was that, Tony? That was some Tony, right?
You just not good.
All right, just a little bit.
Two people banged behind the couch.
Yes, we did.
Got to do this.
What?
Tony, we got a break.
All right, you go ahead, break. I got $30.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You honor me by giving me gas.
Two horny, nasty guys waiting to please you.
We are.
Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
And now, here's Buzz Gurdley.
A television heads up for you. Tonight on ABC's Hopkins 24-7, a look inside the psychiatric unit at Baltimore's Johns Hopkins Medical Center.
Cool.
And tomorrow night on CBS's 48 Hours, a report on the decline of customer service in America.
Really? Really?
Yes.
You're kidding me about
No,
that.
I'm serious.
There's a decline in customer service?
No, that's true.
I thought it had gotten better.
On that show tomorrow night, William Shatner admits that he never used Priceline.com to buy airline tickets, even though he does the commercials and gets a piece of the profits.
What a bastard.
The report also reveals that more than 300 people
have... He doesn't have to.
Right.
He doesn't need to. He made so much by doing the commercials, by buying the stock option,
mm-hmm.
he can go and just call the airlines and get and pay that quadruple rate.
And he can get a private jet if he wants to. Does he know, though, Rob?
Does he know? He also charters the jet and has the wives flown right to him now, which is great.
Do you know?
Do you know?
Do you know where you're going to?
Do you know where you're going to?
Do you know the things that life has showed you or whatever it's called?
Just bust a move, dog.
That's it, dog. It's an island named after a French thing.
Mr. Tambourine Man.
And she's gone.
The report also reveals that more than 300 people have filed complaints against Priceline. Here's a complaint now from Mike O'Mara.
Oh, okay. Here we go, Mike.
Don't know.
That's on the bubble, as they'd say.
That one to you.
Thank you.
I give it to you for the second effort.
That's called...
You know what that's called? That's called giving 110%. That part was sponsored by Egars.com, the best cigar site on the planet. www.egars.com.
Second effort.
Number two.
Almost.
Maybe they didn't know they were messing with Arnold Schwarzenegger. The Daily News says that armed bandits in Mexico hijacked two trucks from Arnold's new movie, Collateral Damage. The robbers reportedly got computers, TV monitors, and a half million feet of unused film.
Yeah, I'm so angry. They took the trucks, and they drove away into the Mexican desert.
And they says... This was the easiest robbery we ever done. We has to go back to do it again.
Okay. Shall I give back the monitors? I'm talking to you. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Mexican bandit guys.
And they says...
I am so angry they stole the monitor. Duh.
And Arnold, for me, would you say trucks again?
Trucks.
Janice Petrowski.
Very big truck.
Janice Petrowski of Washington Township, New Jersey, made it perfectly clear she wanted to be left alone. At just 56 years of age, she was a recluse who wanted to keep it that way. She even slashed her neighbor's tires and yelled at them to keep them away from the house. So her neighbors in that farm community made it a point not to bother her, even when they saw her windows open in the middle of last winter. But over the summer, her yard grew tall with weeds.
What's that smell?
A neighbor tiptoed over and found a newspaper in the driveway that was 10 months old. The brave neighbor crept into the house and found skeletons of the woman and her two pets.
Good.
He wanted to be alone.
Effer. Thank you, Bob. You got a break. Coach Happer's right there. Time for a call. 100 a prize package selected especially for you.
Right, ye.
Call Lisa. She's standing by to take your call. 877-365-3636. B, call 100.
He's the Don and Mike Show.
Glad you enjoyed them, sir, but no, I'm afraid they are not real radio personalities.
America's favorite turgid totters, Don and Mike.
And now here's Buzz.
In sports, Dallas quarterback Troy Aikman has been cleared to play against San Francisco this weekend.
Oh, happy day.
Aikman hasn't played since he got his ninth concussion in the season opener. He wasn't in the lineup when the Cowboys beat the Skins Monday night, but he says he expects to be in Sunday's starting lineup.
Hey, who says I'm dumb?
If you don't have...
That Aikman.
Pettyman. Really wish I could have been part of the big victory over the Skins, Coach Maraguchi.
That Eggman.
That Eggman.
If you don't have an encyclopedia, you may not be able to follow everything Dennis Miller says on Monday Night Football. But if you have a computer, good news. Every week, the Encyclopedia Britannica's website is listing Dennis Miller's obscure references and explaining them.
Buzz, excuse me. I think I have a message for you.
All right. You don't need an encyclopedia for that.
Sure don't.
That well ain't dry.
Sponsored?
The best cigar site on the planet. Egars.com. www.egars.com.
How about the bottom of the bowl?
Pablo.
Yeah.
Pablo. That's a vague reference to an old Pablo Cruz album.
Yeah, and if there's anybody that even knows who Pablo Cruz anymore, thank you.
This week, the Britannica website explains Dennis's references to Dante, Stephen Hawking, Second City, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, Slinkies, the Titanic, and the movie Broadcast News.
Oh, come on. Even a dumb guy like me knows all those. Those are more pop culture references than...
For Dennis Miller, that's true.
Than Sylvia Pratt and the other stuff he was throwing out.
Yeah, I mean, to use those as examples, he's had a couple that I didn't know.
Yeah.
That I really didn't know when he was making the reference.
Yeah, there's some a lot tougher than that. Finally... The Civil Air Patrol was ready to swing into action. An emergency signal had just been received at Langley Air Force Base in Hampton, Virginia.
The bat signal.
The FAA went to work tracing the signal. It traced the SOS to Fayetteville, Arkansas. And there, they discovered the source of the signal. Quoting one FAA official, "We've identified it as being a jumbotron, That's right. The signal was being used to send instant replays to a big electronic scoreboard at Razorback Stadium.
Yeah!
Stadium officials say they'll modify the signal. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No! Yes, that's it, and we thank you for that. Now listen, on tomorrow's episode, it'll be a big one. Sue, the Dyke truck driver from Survivor.
Look forward to talking to her.
Also tomorrow from WWF Edge. And for all your wrestling fans, tomorrow we're giving away 12 months of WWF pay-per-view events courtesy of Comcast Cable and Cox Cable.
All right.
Plus, tomorrow we're going to be looking for more entries at the J.O. contest.
Good.
Now, don't forget, if you live in a market outside the D.C. Baltimore area, and I'm talking now to everybody in New York, tape yourself J.O.ing just from the shoulders up.
Absolutely.
At 10 to 2, Don and Mike J.O. contest, care of CBS, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030.
Get it off to us now.
Got to have your videotape by Friday. Friday, the best J.O. tape, the funniest J.O. tape, wins a trip for two to Los Angeles, courtesy of the National Enquirer's Uncovered. They don't just cover Hollywood. They uncover it weekdays on Fox. And we want to thank Jim the Handyman.
Way to go, Big Jim.
He has been here for the last 4.5 hours. Step up, Jim.
How you doing? You must be tired. Wow. It turned out to be a big job.
Yeah, a little bit. There's only about 6 left on that wall.
Ooh. 6 more racks to go and his job is complete. Jim, you're a good man. Thank you. Earned your $1,000 today. And you want to give your business a plug?
No, that's okay.
All right.
I think Jim might have been here on his own time today.
All right, go figure. Enjoy your money. Jim, thank you for your hard work.
Thanks, guys.
Now that all the stuff is up, can you see why we bitched about not having all of our tapes in the studio?
You see how many? You see how you have really helped the show? Because look at this. Now we have access to all our tapes.
Do you see that, Jim?
Absolutely.
Great.
It'll help the show out, I hope.
That's
it will. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you. That's Jim. He works with his hands.
Yes, he does.
We work with our mouths.
That's right.
Yet today we found the common bond.
That's a wonderful lesson. That is a wonderful lesson.
This is the show of the working man, Mike.
I'm going to start clouding up if you keep it up.
Not on Mike's
show. I am going to really start clouding up.
I'm going to call 100 right now. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, guys, I am caller 100.
Yes, you are. What's your name?
It's Dave.
Dave, where are you from?
Rockville.
Dave, you have won a copy of Sony PlayStation's Sydney 2000.
Yes, station.
Yeah, the Olympics suck, but you have a good video game from it. Earn points for free Olympic merchandise from Express.com and go for the gold. Express.com, high-speed entertainment for your Sony PlayStation. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Beautiful. Have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow. It'll be an action-packed show.
Yeah.
Don't forget, get us those J.O. tapes.
Keep them coming.
Got to have them by Friday. We will see you tomorrow. Thank you and good night, Buzz.
Thank you and good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
I think I might have one more message for you.
Ah, good. Listen up. Oh, man, boy.
There you go.
Hey, Jim.
Jim, now you know we really do it, right?
Yeah, Jim, step up. You got to see that, right?
Jim, you witnessed that. Now you know it's the real deal. There's probably never any doubt, but now you've seen it. It's real.
Absolutely professional. Absolutely.
Thank you. That part was sponsored by Egar's, best cigar side of the planet, www.egars.com. Oh, now, Robbie,
yes. Please
throw your Santa Claus hat in the air, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make it after all.
Oh. All right, boys.
Thank you.
We will see you tomorrow.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Can we meet again? Saturday, Stranger saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. So let me leave you
this. This is the Don and Mike Show.